Guys, I would like you to look into my eyes.
Well, it's a podcast, so that's pretty difficult.
I'm doing it right now.
Now, just look down below my eyeball. Mm-hmm. You see how I used to have some bags underneath my eye?
I can see into the past.
The bag is gone.
They're gone.
Yes.
Wow.
I have lost the bags underneath my eyes, and I would like to give credit to Bear Canyon CrossFit, because ever since I started going to the Bear, no bags.
Nice.
No bags. And I think it's because I'm hydrating now.
Yep.
I'm working out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sleeping better because I'm tired.
Truth.
And I feel great. So if you're in that situation where maybe you're overweight, maybe you feel sluggish, maybe you got these horrible bags underneath your eyes, Bear Canyon CrossFit. I'm telling you. Changed my life, guys.
Turn it on. See if it works.
Newsflash.
We interrupt this program.
Good morning.
What many of you have heard,
today is
Friday. It's the weekend. TGIF. Hooray.
Is it Friday already?
Let's go.
Come on now. Right now.
You guys are like Christianity unplugged.
Friday.
Friday.
You know what they say about the early bird.
Okay, then.
Is everybody ready?
I'm with the show.
Oh, we're ready. Good morning.
Party horn.
It's the final day of Star Week. Oh. To kick it off, we're going to go watch the Spider-Man trailer for the 16th time. Bye!
Our friend Brett posted that on our Facebook page. So
good.
Easiest way to catch that.
I'm glad you people know about it.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Yeah,
Spider-Man
dude.
Trailers. There's two. International trailer and American trailer.
And here's the thing, man. When we watched that trailer for the 100th time this morning, Teo, like, we walked out of the studio, and Teo's like, take all my money.
Take it now.
And I was like, that gets me amped for Star Week, because when you love something so much, you're just willing to throw all your money at it. Am I right?
I have not thrown my money at Star Week.
You threw your credit card at the computer. You're like,
I
take
did.
My
just
money.
Take it.
And then
take
the computer
it.
Punched me.
Yeah.
It's like, no debt for you.
Yeah. Guys, it's Friday. It's our last day of Star Week.
Yep.
Which, if you don't know what Star Week is, this is the time where we do some fundraising.
Yeah.
It's really the only time during the year we do fundraising. And we survive solely on you guys supporting the station. And so we're asking for gifts of any amount, but if you can, we would like the gifts of $55 or $95, because we've teamed up with Feed the Hungry, and we're feeding children for 1 month. When you give that gift amount. And we got the t-shirt, the exclusive t-shirt at $95. So we got the phones all ready to go. 866-730-4921. 866-730-4921. You can call now. Maybe it's payday for some of you out there. Anything you guys can give.
Yeah.
We want to end today. I want this to be the best day.
Best day.
Yeah, we've had quite a few people saying, dude, I got to wait till the end of the week when I get paid. So today is your day.
Today is
the day. We are stoked. We've got a lofty goal set before us that I believe we're going to meet, because we still need to raise some funds, man, for this lovely radio station that you love as much as we do. So.
Mm. Going to be a huge show today. That number again?
At 866-730-4921. Did you make
that? That's my favorite thing ever.
That's what he does in the song.
Wait, one more time.
You should call us now at 866-730-4921.
So good. Stereo.
So good. So good. Yep. Call that right now. Operators are standing by. And coming up, we're going to be, we have lots of guests today.
Mm.
Sam Swan going to be hanging out.
I can't wait to hang out with Sam. Just going to be good.
Did I tell you guys, I ran into him at Smith's a few weeks back, and he was still wearing all of his Cubs gear.
Oh, I'm sure he'll come in today just dressed to the nines and Cubby's gear.
Oh, he was walking down the aisle screaming, Cubs win!
Cubs win!
Cubs win! He couldn't stop saying it.
Dude, he was posting like sentimental things on Facebook like, I can't believe it's been a month since the... You know, it was just like, okay.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
But that's one of the biggest things of 2016. It's amazing. The Cubs are champions.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do we got on the show today? We'll also be calling a couple people. Daverly.
Yeah, dude.
The frontman of Waverly.
Bass player, Audio Adrenaline.
Yeah.
And who else are we calling
Hoops.
Today? Hoops.
Matt Hoops from Reliant K.
Really?
Yep. And I think we're going to call Tim from House Heroes.
Beautiful. That's great.
Mm.
Let's see. I got a new thing for all you parents out there who have kids who like to snoop under the tree and see what you got them for Christmas. Do your kids do that? Well, I don't know. Johnny Danger's a little young still.
But he does all of it.
Yeah. Did Luke or Jack ever sneak downstairs?
We, for this reason, and I don't know when we started. They were younger, but they used to try and they're really wanting to like touch everything and shake everything. Yeah. And it's like, so from the time that they were little, we actually hide all of the presents until Christmas Eve after they go to bed. Mm-hmm. And then we wrap and put everything in.
Nice.
So Christmas Eve is usually crazy for Chrissy and I because it's like, all right, trying to get them to bed, but they're all antsy about Christmas Eve or about Christmas and pushing everybody off to bed. And then that's when we work. We're like putting stuff together.
What kind of concoction do you create to put them to sleep?
What? Yeah. It's usually a good blend.
Is there witch hazel?
all the quills and drills.
So, witch hazel and rum.
NyQuil, Benadryl.
Did you say witch hazel and rum? That would kill you.
There's a new invention out called the Wrap Trap. So we'll talk about that this morning.
The Wrap Trap?
The Wrap Trap.
Okay.
It's a trap that you can set for your kids.
Yeah.
It's great.
The Wrap Trap.
Yes, the Wrap Trap. Catch your kids.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Beautiful new invention. Let's see. On this day, 173 years ago, in 1843, London merchant Sir Henry Coleridge.
It's good. It's good.
Well, he didn't have much time left to write Christmas letters to his friends, so he hired an artist and a printer to produce 300 identical Christmas greetings. He thought the idea was so clever that he printed another 300 and sold them at his shop. However, many people thought these first Christmas cards were offensive because the artwork showed a festive holiday scene with people consuming the evil brew, alcohol.
No!
The cards were denounced as deliberately conceived to foster and promote the consumption of alcohol during the holiday season. So,
wow.
It's true, Christmas is just a Hallmark holiday. Back in 1843. That was a long time ago.
That's crazy.
So next time you look at those Christmas greeting cards, you think of Sir Henry Coleridge. That's really all that happened back in the day.
Okay.
Here's the number again. 866-730-4921. It's Star Week. It's Friday. We're raising money for this station that you love and for kids in Uganda. And did you... I know they told us... when they texted in, but somebody from Feed the Hungry texted in and said, we would love for you guys to come out and experience.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wait, I didn't see
that. You didn't see that text?
No.
Yeah,
somebody from Feed the Hungry said, man, been listening. You guys are doing a great job, and we would love to...
have us out to Uganda.
Yeah, to experience. See, that's what you need. We should have done that before this week.
Maybe we'll do that before next year. But yeah, I did see that text and was like, oh man.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Right?
That would be phenomenal. I've never been to a third world country. Mm. I've never seen, and I have so many friends who go to so many different places, whether Haiti or actually Uganda. And man, I see all the photos and everything. It's like, I want that. I would love to experience that.
You've never been to Juarez?
I've never been to Juarez, no.
Wow.
Why would I ever? No.
Oh. No.
I know back in the day, it was like, dude, party, bro, Juarez. And I'm like,
that's what I was waiting to hear. Yeah, back in the day.
No, never. Nope.
All right. Well, it's only 3.5 hours away.
Cool, man.
I think you should experience it.
Yeah.
We should go on a, you know what, three of us road trip. We're going.
That'd be fun.
I got family there.
You got family.
Nice. We just got a donation and a request from said donation. Don't forget when you chime in today.
Ooh, oh, we're doing requests again?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday.
Yes. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that happened today. Awesome.
That makes me happy. Shout out to Athelia. Thank you so much for supporting Star 88.
Is this Athelia?
Yeah.
Oh, she's. Yeah.
Hi. Yes, hi. This is Athelia.
Yeah. Hi.
Thank you so much.
You guys are awesome. You guys make my day. So I'm like, of course I have to do this. I mean, come on.
I mean, you didn't have to.
Well, I mean, I wanted to.
That makes me really.
You guys are awesome, nice. And I need you guys because I have a really hard job. And I'm like, I need you guys to like lift me up. Because yeah. I literally just woke up, so sorry for my voice.
Yeah,
but I have you guys on my alarm, so I always hear, like, you guys is crazy. I always wake up to you guys' crazy intros and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Anyway,
cool.
No, but, yeah, I go all the way back with you guys from K-Lite.
Wow, that is phenomenal.
Yeah, way back.
That's really cool.
Yeah, because my dad used to listen to you guys when we first moved out here. They were baby Christians, so, my dad listened to you all the time.
Gosh,
and
that is so cool.
And so I grew up listening to you guys.
Man.
And then, I kind of strayed a little bit, and then I came back, and then I listened to Caleb. I came back to Christ about 3 years ago, and, I listened to Caleb for a little while, and then I kind of got over it. And so I remembered my dad listening to 88.3, and I was like, "Let's see if they're still on." And I turned to you guys one day, and you guys were still on. And then I signed Teo and Steve-O, and I'm like laughing my head off, and I'm like, "Who are these guys?" And so I don't know. I just been listening to you guys ever since.
No. Dude, that makes me so happy.
That's really cool.
Welcome back to the family.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Very
yeah,
cool.
Thanks.
Thank you for donating. It means so
yeah,
much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It means
you're
everything.
The first one of the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Woohoo. All right. I got to go get ready for work, guys.
All right. Do it. We love you, girl. Thank you so much.
Later.
All right.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That's cool.
Sweethearts.
Yeah.
Sweetheart people.
866-730-4921. That's 866-730-4921, or you can donate at star88.fm. It takes a couple minutes. If the app is working, you can donate right through the app on your smartphone.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Now you're making me nervous if the app is working.
Well, it's been, it's been a little
working.
Shaky this week.
It has. Could it be Satan?
Be what you said? Saiyan from
yes. I'm just saying.
What is that? Is that Dragon Ball? Did you say yeah. Saiyan?
Yeah. Well, Saiyan master.
Saiyans.
I was trying to say Satan.
Saiyan.
It's like a battle. We're like
yeah.
Like battling evil overlord of darkness.
Great story on the way about a woman, who got her woman's boyfriend stole her Christmas money. And somebody came to her aid. Can't wait to tell you who that is.
Was it Superman?
Maybe it's Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
I love Spider-Man.
Maybe it is.
Okay.
Maybe you should just stop listening to this right now and go watch the trailer.
No.
Sarmi.
Can we just watch it?
We're going to play it during the news, the whole thing.
Can we play both of them?
Yes, we'll
guys, they released two. There's domestic and international, and they have like extra footage in the international one that's not in the domestic one. I'm so pumped about this movie.
I'm very pumped. For you.
Guardians 2, Spider-Man, and then Thor 3 in the fall, which is going to be phenomenal.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's talk about the most popular videos on Facebook this year.
No.
Name one. What do you think? When you look back on Facebook.
Chewbacca Lady.
Yep, that's the first thing that
Chewbacca
came to
Chewbacca Lady, you are correct.
Now watch when my mouth actually moves.
It's still wonderful.
That's not me making that noise. It's the mask. Here, listen.
Gosh,
she's great.
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
Ah, oh, love her.
Facebook revealed their most popular videos of the year, and Chewbacca Mom is number one.
Chewbacca
yes.
Man. man.
She deserved it, man. Yeah. Wasn't it Candace and it's Barker? Yeah,
Candace Payne.
It's
Candace
a great
Payne.
Video, too, because it really, like, it made a lot of people smile.
Oh, my gosh. It made so many people happy. And if you don't follow her on Facebook, you need to, because throughout this year, since she became famous, holy cow, she'll post videos of her life now. She'll get to go and talk to people. And she's a Christian.
Yep.
So she inspires. She shares the Lord with people. She's an amazing singer. She'll sing the national anthem at events. And
she's coming out for Star Week this morning.
Nope. Yeah, I wish.
That's
she's one of my favorite
how
people.
How cool would that be?
That would be very
what if we'd have got an interview with her?
Yeah, this video has already racked up 162 million views.
That's crazy.
Gosh. Just life-changing. It's crazy how a viral video can just change your life.
That's right. YouTube.com/standbyforawesome. What?
Yeah.
Change your life.
Change your life, man, right now.
I don't know if you saw this video. This is number two on Facebook. This is the first time I watched the video. The guy named Ted Yoder, back in August, he covered the Tears for Fears song, Everybody Wants to Rule the World,
heck
on
yeah.
an instrument called a hammered
dulcimer.
Thank you. This looks like the most complicated thing to play ever. You have to watch the video because this guy nails this song. One of my favorite songs of all time.
There's no turning back.
Wow.
That was number two, most popular video. 85 million views on Facebook.
Wow.
That's incredible.
And he's in his backyard, and his family, his kids, wife, and kids are watching him. And then at the end of the video, they have a pet raccoon. And so
what?
They're all like
they have a pet
hanging
raccoon.
Out with their pet raccoon.
Go to the end of the video. I got to see this raccoon. Number one, that's incredible. Look at that raccoon!
Bring Gigi here.
What is it? Is that raccoon? That's Rocket?
Fine. Yeah, that's Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a sweet
that's
raccoon.
A nice little creature.
Okay, I don't trust Ted, but I love that raccoon.
So I don't know if people liked the Tears for Fears or if they
no,
liked
the tears,
raccoon.
It's the Tears for Fears.
Okay.
That's pretty epic.
Because well, nobody has a pet raccoon.
I mean, that guy's got a pet raccoon.
And number three, most popular video on Facebook. Yes, Steve?
I was just going to say, speaking of three, we've already got three donations.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. So,
we're gonna
you
have
tell
to
your number three.
Out.
We've got three song requests.
Yeah, we've
got
to change out all of the music.
Number three is a countdown video for the next presidential election. Beautiful. That BuzzFeed posted it after Donald Trump won last month.
Wow.
It's already gotten over 50 million hits.
Mm. Is that the one where it's everybody, like, dissing and saying,
yeah.
Oh, there's no way. Oh, Donald Trump. People, like, mocking and making fun.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it's like, as it draws closer and closer.
I love it.
That's, like, my favorite video to watch just because it's hilarious. Because there were so many, quote, experts all over. Yeah. Both sides. Yeah. Both sides. You know, making all these claims and saying that there was no way, and it makes me laugh. Wow, this morning has been
shout out
crazy.
Shout out to Athelia, shout out to Shelly, shout out to Kurt.
You guys are phenomenal.
Beautiful.
Keep them coming, guys.
It's Friday.
Let us give you a shout out and a song request. We'll get to as many as we can.
866-730-4921. That's 866-730-4921. Asking for any amount. We'd love for you to come in at $55 or $95. We'll be right back. Headlines, traffic.
Star 88. It's all about touching people, transforming lives. Listen to this.
Hey guys, this is Felicia, and I started listening to you a little over a year ago when I was really, really depressed and in a dark place. And I started coming to Jesus, and you guys really lifted my spirits and literally helped save my life. I really enjoy your energy and your laughter, and I am so faithful to y'all. And I just really want to say thanks and keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Partner with us as we reach them. Star Week. When you come on board and support our mission.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
One of America's original astronauts, John Glenn, dying at the age of 95 at a hospital in Columbus, Ohio.
Donald Trump has picked a nominee for Labor Secretary.
Andy Puzder, who according to sources has agreed to be Secretary of Labor, is chief executive of CKE, the casual dining chain that runs Hardee's and Carl's Jr.
He's one of rock music's senior citizens. But Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones at age 73 is a father for the eighth time.
The House has passed a spending bill keeping the government running through late April. A group of Senate Democrats is threatening to block the measure.
A massive snowstorm is marching eastward, wreaking havoc in the Great Lakes region.
The Labor Department reports weekly jobless claims slid for the 92nd straight week.
New satellite photos suggest Russia is preparing to move a new generation of nuclear-capable short-range missiles into eastern Europe.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. 642.
High today at 49 degrees.
Ah! Nothing going on right now, but it's early. Gosh, I'm tired. I stayed up to watch the Spider-Man trailer, and I'm so tired. Okay, that's your looking track.
Thank you. Oh, big show today. We've already had a few of you out there donate early. Got some early bird donors out there. 866-730-4921. That's 866-730-4921. Or at star88.fm, you can donate. Any gift amount would be a beautiful thing. It's our last day. Star Week is over. So, if you can, keep us on the air. We want to do great things next year. All right. I you know what? I'm just so ready to watch that trailer again, Teo, so let's just jump right
in. Okay.
Spider-Man Homecoming trailer debuted last night. I'm very tired.
This is my chance to prove myself.
You guys gotta watch this.
What's up, guys? Wait a minute. You guys aren't the real Avengers. I can tell Hulk gives it away.
Everyone needs to go to our Facebook page right now. Yeah. And watch this trailer.
Oh, that was awesome.
musical choice? Yeah. Yeah.
We're
watching a trailer on radio, guys.
It's perfect.
Be quiet, Steve-O. You always ruin it. I'm just saying.
Quit ruining.
Too late. You guys are losers.
So, Spider-Man Homecoming debuts next July 7th, 2017. Oh, man. Michael Keaton stars as the villain, the Vulture. Let's see. Bokeem Woodbine,
I think,
possibly playing the Shocker, we're not sure. Tony Stark, or Robert Downey Jr., is in the movie, and Tom Holland plays Peter Parker.
Yeah.
The lovable dork that gets spider powers. And so now he's pretty much dealing with the fallout of going over to Germany with the Avengers in Civil War, and now he's back in school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where we pick up.
Yeah. I love the whole Iron Man, Spider-Man team up. That's so cool.
And you know what's
cool.
Funny is, like, we're super nerdy, so I go to these super nerdy websites about comic book movies, and people are so upset that there's Tony Stark in the trailer.
What?
These crazy nerds, you can't...
I'm a nerd.
You cannot please them. I remember just a few years ago when Marvel was first starting out the movie universe... And after Avengers came out, we had Captain America Civil War, or not Civil War, we had Winter Soldier, and Iron Man 2 and 3, you know, or whatever, Iron Man 3, and people were constantly complaining, well, why wouldn't the Avengers just show up to take care of this if they're the Avengers now? Okay. And now, when anytime there's another one in a movie, they're like, oh my gosh, Tony Stark.
Hashtag nerd fail.
And it's like, you guys need to calm down and quit complaining.
Calm down.
Just complaining. This movie looks awesome.
I'm not more excited. However, I'm almost more excited for Tony Stark in the trailer.
Right?
Because it's perfect. I want to go talk to everybody who's upset and just
No.
Actually, there's no point.
People are they'll never understand. They'll never understand.
It's a perfect way to introduce. Never mind. I'm a nerd.
They've never done that in comic books?
Yes.
Or that is the
comic
book.
They've absolutely.
Well, then what are they complaining about?
People are just stupid. I'm telling you, they just complain about everything. Okay. People are upset at the suit.
Yeah. Oh, what? Because of the little spider?
Suit looks fake. They need to work on the CGI. I'm not kidding. Like, people are stupid.
Okay.
And they just all they want to do is complain. And I don't understand. You can't appreciate something for what. And it, not to mention, it's just a trailer.
Haters, man. They're just haters.
Oh, for crying
out. I'm a nerd.
I mean, you go back and think about the Batman Superman trailer when it came out. It made that movie look awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then something else happened when we got to see that dream remained a dream.
Dream a little dream.
Oh, man. Anyway, Spider-Man Homecoming, our boy Brett posted it on our Facebook. If you haven't seen the trailer, there are two trailers. There's a domestic trailer and an international trailer that shows a little more footage. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, dude.
Apple is in talks with several major studios about a plan to put movies on iTunes as early as 2 weeks after they hit theaters?
Yes.
Dex, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Yes.
I love that. I just say yes. Yes, please. Because for an introvert, this is the greatest thing ever.
Really?
Except for, I will agree, with going to see movies... Like Spider-Man, like
yeah,
any
dude,
Marvel
New
movie.
New Guardians of the Galaxy, you can't see on your
yeah,
TV.
But any sort of chick flick that your wife or girlfriend drags you out to watch, you could just say, babe, we could grill up on the couch and just watch it right there.
Yeah,
I don't want to spend money going to a theater to watch a dumb chick flick.
Okay, you're going to get in so much trouble.
Why?
Because your wife cares about dating. Wives care about that stuff.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like to go see movies on date night.
And now you're like... Hey, babe, what if we just stayed on the couch like we do literally every night? Except we'll be watching a movie at the theater, but we're not at the theater because I couldn't secure
a
babysitter.
Cartoons the kids want to see? You can just stay home now and you don't have to spend $100.
That I will say I get. I want the family to see Moana. Everybody went out of town except me and Brody last weekend. So Brody and I got to go see Moana and I'm like, dude, you guys got to see it. But we should probably wait for the dollar theater because it'll be like $60 if we all try and go.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Bloomberg reported Thursday that Apple is in talks with three of the six major studios, those being Warner Brothers, Universal, and 21st Century Fox. To potentially allow their, I thought it was 20th Century Fox, to potentially allow their films to be rented on iTunes as soon as 2 weeks after theatrical debut. These rentals would be considerably higher priced than the ones available on now. Typically, you're looking at $5 or $6 if you want to rent a movie right now online, like just rent it from your... Whatever.
High def is like $6.
Bloomberg threw around numbers in the $25 to $50 range. So
I'm okay with that.
They proposed a $150 set top box and $50 rentals, and Apple declined to comment about this at all. So you would look at it this way, like they were saying. You would look at it as like, wait, why would I ever spend $25, $50 to rent something? But then you think about going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
how 12 much to you spend, 15 bucks a ticket?
Yeah, how Crazy. Much you spend going. It's kind of like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a family movie and you guys
need
can
popcorn,
just sit at home and watch it.
You need soda. You need candy.
But I will say this. I love the experience and the mystique of going to a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would depend on the movie for me.
Yeah,
it would
exactly.
absolutely depend. Because there's no way I'm going to watch Spider-Man at home the first time I see
right.
it. I'm going to the theater. I'm going to be in the best seat. In the best theater with my 3D glasses and stoked, you know, with a giant Coca-Cola and some other food that I should not eat, but my body is a machine, so it will destroy it. And that's going to be my experience with Spider-Man,
good.
Lord willing. But I don't know. Some movies, though, think about like the more, not only the family films, but the more like the thinker, like The Revenant. You know, or something like that, some really intense movie. Maybe you don't want to go to the theater to spend the money, you know, maybe you're dating some person and you want to watch a scary movie, but you don't want to go to the theater because it makes it that much more
right.
scary.
Mm.
You know, so you just have a date, watch a scary movie at home. You get all your friends together, have a big scary movie watch date. Y'all chip in. I don't know. It could be a good idea. We'll see what happens. It looks like there are powerful figures on both sides of the fence, however. You got filmmakers like Martin Scorsese and Peter Jackson from the Lord of the Rings phenomenon. They're saying, let's do this. Yeah. And then you got old James Cameron, who's got the number one movie of all time, Avatar, saying, no.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I get why he's saying it. Mm-hmm. You know, if Avatar, if you could have rented that and not had
You're not going to break any records with this whole deal.
So you never know. I mean, already releases have a far shorter theatrical shelf life than they did 10 or 20 years ago. When Titanic topped the box office for 15 weekends in a row, which was a feat that Star Wars The Force Awakens, which made more money than Titanic, accomplished only 4 times.
Okay.
Star Wars was number one for 4 weeks in a row. Titanic was number one for 15 weeks in a row.
Man.
But Star Wars made more money.
Hmm.
You just see how fast we move through things in society today.
I hear you.
Pretty crazy.
All right, let's take a break on the news for a sec. And it is request day. So if you want to donate to this station, if you want to feed children in Uganda for a month, we're looking for those one-time payments of $55 or $95. The number to call.
At 866-730-4921. Yeah!
My favorite thing in the world besides Spider-Man trailer.
Also, our boy Bill Peterson said southbound 25 at Manal, there's a ladder in the middle lane. People are swerving around it. This was a few minutes ago. This is about 10 minutes ago. Very dangerous.
Wow.
I don't know if that's been rectified, but as of 10 minutes ago, there was a ladder in the middle of the highway, I-25 at Manal.
866-730-4921, or you can donate at star88.fm. Who's it going to be right now listening in the Starmy that's going to come on board and support this station, request a song? If you're a business out there, it's a tax write-off. Looking to do something with all that extra money your business has? Some of you are laughing at me right now.
No, I'm not.
We would love that support. If you believe in the mission, the ministry of this station, 866-730-4921. We'll be right back. God with us. For King and Country, glorious Star 88.
Dude, you know what's glorious?
Sam Swan!
Well, I was going to say that I unlocked a phone line and that... the phone lines are jammed. So if you're trying to chime in right now for Star Week, I just opened up a phone line. I'm going to race in there and help out if the phone line opens up because it's getting crazy.
Man, it's been glorious. So
shout out to TJ for his $95 donation. Steven, $95 donation. Kate, $95 donation. Dave, $95 donation. We will get your requests in as soon as possible.
Yep.
Because it is the last day of Star Week, and anybody who donates 55 or more, we're going to give you a song request. And I mean, it's so much going on right now.
Yep. And at 95, you get that Star 88 T-shirt.
Yep. Get an exclusive T-shirt that is. I love this because they're custom made for each person individually. Yep. So it's not like, oh, we have a certain amount of mediums we got to give out. No, like every single shirt's custom made. So big, big, big thank you to For the Good, who is making these T-shirts for us.
Here's the number, 866-730-4921. That's 866-730-4921.
I was actually at their shop yesterday, For the Good. Awesome. They do custom printing, and I had a chance to meet a bunch of the people there. Shout out to Joe, my new friend at For the Good. And, of course, Sean and Ashley Ulmer. I love them so much. They share they're the office, if you will, next door to Good Fortune Tattoo, where I always go see Erickson, who I went and saw yesterday.
Yeah, Steve-O got this really cool cable tattoo.
Yeah, yesterday. Like a coax cable, because I'm a huge fan of the internet. And
Oh, Sam Swan, are you hanging out back
there? I'm
here,
man. I'm here.
What are you doing, Sam?
Well, I was just waiting to say hi.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wrong button there.
Dude.
Sam Swan hanging out with us. And Sam has been a huge supporter for many years.
Man, he used to be on the air here.
Co-host.
Before me, he was on the air here.
That's
actually true.
That is true. I did, because I used
back
to do
that. Back in the K-Lite days,
that
man.
Bible study, the Power Source with Sam Swan on weekday
source.
Afternoons at 3:50.
That's cool.
That's real, man.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
I did not.
Yeah.
I mean, in your old age, you only have so many things you can keep. And right. I know you could probably tell me the exact minute the final outcome of this year's World Series, but probably not things that happened like 20 years ago.
When did you actually take off the Cubs outfit?
I don't think he has.
Is it on underneath your pants?
I didn't want to do overkill this morning, so I just wore the hat with the little thing over here that says World Series champion.
Oh, man.
But almost every day, I've been wearing a T-shirt.
Oh, I know.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
hat or something.
I've told the story. Sam, about seeing you and Smith's, and you were running down the aisles just screaming, Cubs win! Cubs win! Knocking things over.
Oh,
and I'm like,
crazy.
Sam, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was doing my best Harry Carey impression. Check out the guy in the sombrero! And
that's so good.
Then when the authorities came,
I
had to quiet down.
Yeah, I tried to calm you down, but it wouldn't work. But.
Dude, it's still just, I mean, it's weird.
One of the greatest things that's happened this year.
Yeah, I think so.
You
it
know?
So
I don't know which is better, Trump being president or the Cubs winning.
Oh, I can answer that.
Okay, that's a really...
I can answer that.
Okay.
Really easy one. That was by far the greatest World Series of all time.
It was fun.
And I say that being at Game 2 of the World Series in 2002 when my team finally won their first and only World Series in 2002. But I got to say, man, this one rivaled the Angels-Giants for me.
It was a great
phenomenal
series.
Phenomenal series.
It was a great series. And the Indians, they made me nervous the whole time. The whole time the Cubs were creeping back, getting back into it when they were down 3-1, I'd already given up. I mean, because I'd been there, not necessarily in the World Series before, but I'd been in postseason before with the Cubs.
Yeah, you know the whole thing that happens every year.
This is the Cubs. They're going to melt down. They got this far. It's good. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
But then when they just kept winning, and the Indians, it's not that the Indians quit. The Cubs just started playing well and hitting some of the pitchers that they weren't able to hit before. So it was good. It's been...
Well,
I'm still riding high.
I know you are. You will be for the next 2 years.
Yeah, probably.
So well, what are the chances of the Cubs, you know, taking it next year?
It's really hard to repeat, but they have only lost a couple of players, but they're so deep that the couple of players that they've lost aren't necessarily going to affect their potentials for wins next year. They're a really, really good team. They're a really, really deep team.
And a young
team. And a very, very young team. So this could be something that could go for a little while, kind of an on.
Yeah.
I mean, whether they win back-to-back, that'd be glorious.
It'd be glorious.
But if I don't know that that can happen necessarily, because some of the other teams have been doing some incredible, like the White Sox made some incredible deals just like 2 days ago that are going to make them a great baseball team. I'm sorry, the Red Sox did that. They got somebody from the White Sox that made their pitching staff this incredible pitching staff.
I will say, though, the Yankees just wrote a really, really hefty check.
Yes, they did.
And happened to take one of the key pieces of the Cubbies World Series victory.
Yeah.
So I got to say, man, Chapman.
Except he gave up that 2-run homer.
Yeah, but.
And then Montgomery came in and saved it.
Yeah.
So Chapman was a big part of the win.
He was huge.
But they signed Wade Davis from the.
Yeah.
From the Royals. So.
Yeah.
I know. Not everybody likes baseball.
Time's up. We can't talk anymore baseball.
No more baseball.
Sorry.
Hey,
Tao. When I got back in the room, it was like baseball.
It was about time. Way to go, Tao.
So sorry.
Sorry,
bud.
My Cubs are winning right now because Spider-Man Homecoming just
came
out.
Yeah. I'm excited. I haven't had a chance to see the trailer yet.
We'll watch.
It's been super fan nerd day for comics.
I was listening to it on the radio on the way over here.
Didn't it sound great?
Spider-Man trailer. I finally got my favorite comic book character of all time tattooed permanently on my body.
There you go.
It's
glorious.
Nerd Day.
Dude, shout out again to Erickson. I love you.
Yeah,
so
it looks great, Steve-O.
Dude, he freehanded. So, like, when, you know, I know a lot of tattoo people out there listening, but you stencil it on, right? And then they go back over it. But by the time his hand got over towards the face, it had already been kind of rubbed off.
The face!
I was holding up the comic book, and he freehanded his face, and it looks better
than it did on the comic.
Than it did on the. And I'm just like, man, this is ridiculous. Cool. I'm gonna post a photo once it like heals up and stuff. But
it's
cool, man. It's a little shiny right now. I got some A&D ointment on it because it's an open wound.
Sure.
You know.
I don't know anything about tattoos except they look cool.
They look really cool. Hey, shout out to Josh who just donated $55. Want to remind everybody. Thank you, Party Horn. Want to remind everybody that it is Star Week, and we are a non-commercial, non-profit radio station. And if you love this ministry, if you love just waking up to us three morons every single day, please consider donating, because not only are you going to help support this amazing morning show and radio station, but anybody who donates $55 or more, that will help feed a child in Uganda for an entire month. We've been partnering with Feed the Hungry, which has been so fantastic. So for everybody that has already donated, thank you so much. A child will be fed for a month because of you. If you donate $95 or more, we've got this custom-made Star 88 t-shirt, and it is incredible. I'm a nerdy Star Wars fan, and I got to tell you, it's absolutely worth it. And it's not like we're asking for a monthly. We're just talking one time.
One time.
There it is. You did it.
That's for you, buddy.
The Fugees.
That's for you.
One time. I'm donating right now. Oh, man. It's 866-730-4921. We actually just had somebody chime in from the apps that they donated, listening out in Modesto, California. And they donated $95. So they're going to get the t-shirt. And yes, if you donate online, if you donate through the app, there's a couple options. You can actually just put your t-shirt size in the comment section. And if you didn't have a chance to do that, we'll make sure somebody calls you back. But yeah, dude, everybody.
That's probably the easiest way to do it, really. If you, it takes like 1 or 2 minutes. What did you just woe about?
Somebody just donated
$1 million.
$550 donation.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. From Santa Fe.
That's excellent.
And they said we got to give some shout outs today around 7:50 because they're going to be sending their kids out to school So got to remember that.
You know what? Yesterday afternoon, KNKT got a $1,000 donation.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
During Peter Benson's show.
Yeah, I was just sitting there thinking, man, nobody cares about Star that much. But I was wrong.
You were very wrong, my friend. Wrong. I think this morning, this hour, has probably been the most we've raised in any given hour.
Yeah. We're doing great, guys.
Keep them
That's
coming.
Great.
Thank you
keep
all so much.
Yeah, here's the number one more time, 866-730-4921.
Sam, you know this a lot of times in ministry, because you've been a youth pastor since what? Isaac? It was like the first, because Abraham had a kid, and it was like, what are we going to do for like childcare? And
Isaac
ministry. And then Jacob after him, just so great.
He was a terrible kid.
Terrible. A lot of times
grew
in
up
ministry,
and turned out okay.
Ankle grabber.
This isn't why you
get off my heel, boy.
But a lot of times in ministry, it can be pretty thankless this side of heaven. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
There's a lot of things that when we get to heaven, we're going to realize the impact, because I'm sure there's so much happening right now. We don't even see.
Yeah.
And so it's incredible during this time to see people caring about, you know, the ministry and supporting something that you love. But, I mean, you've been in youth ministry your whole life. I can't wait for you to finally get out of that apartment that you guys have been in for 93 years and get your wife that first house you've always wanted.
Apartment.
Yeah. For all 17 of you. It's so great.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, it's an interesting, because you don't surrender to full-time vocational ministry to get pats on the back
or
have people thank you. You don't do that. But it is nice when people will say kind things to you, because often, especially on staff at a local church, often you won't hear the kind things. You just hear some of the negative things. And it's not necessarily that people are mean, although there are some church people who are that way sometimes. But it's not that they're completely mean. It's just that they're pointing out the things that they'd like to see better. And they don't take into account that you're already working as hard as you can to make whatever you're working on to be good or excellent or whatever. And that there's more important things sometimes, like making disciples. That's more important than some of the other peripheral things that we get all caught up in. And I get caught up in some of that stuff, too, by making sure that all the chairs are straight. Well, is that big a deal? Is it better for me to talk to that kid who gets there early, whose parents drop him off, and he's there way early, and I can't? I'm focused on setting up the chair straight rather than either asking him to help me and have a conversation with him or just sit down with him and have a good
time. So true.
So it's just hard sometimes when you don't hear You always wonder, am I having an impact? Is what God called me to do, am I having an impact in the lives of other people? Am I actually in the process of making disciples? Am I doing what God wants me to do?
Man.
And thankfully, over the years, there have been times when I have received a note or a phone call or a text or some kind of a message, and somebody will say something very kind, and it'll be very short, and it'll be somebody that used to be in my youth ministry for all those years ago, whatever. And they'll just say thanks, or they'll say, I remember this. You said this. You and I were in a conversation, and you said – and I may not remember that specific thing that I said to them, but I will remember the conversation often. So I'm so glad that you guys are hearing some positive feedback, things that are uplifting to you, because that's a shot in the arm of encouragement to say, hey, we are making a difference. We're going to keep on going. Not that you need that, because the Holy Spirit is working in you, and he gives you strength to continue to do it when you're not getting those other things, when you're not getting positive words of encouragement from other people. But it does. That's he sustains us to be able to do it all the time. But it is sure wonderful and nice. I don't even have the right words. There's not enough words to describe how great it is when somebody takes the time to say something kind about a ministry that you are involved in.
And I
love listening to you guys, because first of all, you just make me laugh. I can't tell you how many times I've almost been the reason that you would give a traffic report. Because you... because you've said something so funny, and I veer into the other lane. Because I'm like, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard. And then there's other times, when it gets real, and you guys have a real conversation. Not that the other stuff's not real, but you know what I mean. Well, a more serious conversation. And then it reminds me of when I was coming in here on a regular basis. So there's a moment of sadness because I missed that.
I'll tell you what, it's been really wonderful, Sam, having you more like you've been around a little more regularly again, and it's like, gosh, I miss Sam.
Next
Swan,
year,
man.
We have to have you in
2017, the year of the Swan.
I will come. Listen, I will be here as long as you guys will let me be here. I love coming and hanging out with you.
We love it when you're here.
Besides the fun on the air.
Yeah.
The off-air conversations, some of the off-air conversations are some of the best conversations had when we talk about ministry and we just talk about stuff that's going on, and I love that. And from a personal standpoint, as I travel around the state and I work with the churches that I'm working with for the BCNM, I get to people say, I heard you on the radio on Friday. And then when I was off the air, there was at least my mom and two other people who said, I didn't hear you on the radio anymore. Because there's only about three people that would listen to me when they were on the radio. That's a cool thing. It was a benefit for me to be able to hang out with you guys.
Dude.
Plus, it's just fun. I like to laugh. I like to try to make people laugh.
Well, and what you said is such a reminder to everybody listening right now. To encourage, if you're a boss, you run a business, to encourage your employees.
Oh, amen.
To encourage them. Tell them that they're doing a great job. Because when your boss comes to you and say, man, you're doing great. Yeah. Keep it up. You're right. It's like a shot of adrenaline in your arm. And you feel so good when your wife or your husband
just saying that when your spouse
encourages you. You feel like Superman.
You can accomplish anything.
Spider-Man. Yeah. I'm going to go climb that mountain right there. Yeah. My wife said that I'm the coolest, greatest, hottest person in the world.
Right.
You know?
Leslie never said that.
Yeah, well, you know what? A long time ago, I told my wife, I go, because we were going through a rough patch, and I said, will you lie to me?
Dude, right?
Will you lie to me? I don't care if it's not true. Just say the
Build
words
me up.
Because it makes me feel like I could do anything.
Yeah.
And so she does that now, and I love it.
So she lies to me now.
And you know what? I don't even care.
That's hilarious. I lie to you all the time.
Thank you. Just lie to me. Yeah.
I feel great.
I would do everything if you just lie to me.
When I was in college, one summer I worked at a paint store in Alamogordo. And I was in charge of unloading. When the truck would come in, I would have to unload it, and the store was so small. We'd take it into the store, and then I would have to go back and take it from the store and put it in the warehouse that was in the back. So it was like double unloading stuff. So one day I'm just trucking back and forth between the back of the store and the front and grabbing paint cans or boxes and all that stuff and taking it back. And the guy, the assistant manager, who also happened to be my Sunday school teacher when I was in high school, he goes, "Hey." So I stopped in the middle with an empty dolly, and I was coming down the ramp. He goes, "Hey." And I thought he was mad. So I was, "What?" He goes, "I just want you to know you are doing a fantastic job
today." Man.
And I just went,
it probably ramped you
man,
up.
Yeah. I was running. I was stacking a set of just 3 boxes of paint cans.
Right.
Those are heavy. I put 4 on the dolly.
Yeah.
It was a great, you're right, Dex.
Because we all, in a way, we seek that approval, you know?
Yeah.
And whether, you know, I'm just shooting hoops with my son and my wife will walk up and I just want to show off for her, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
We all just seek that attention. And when we get it, it definitely just
I pictured you playing basketball with Landon and Leslie walking up and you just like shoving Landon into the ground
and dunking on him.
Oh, I've done it.
Get back, son.
This is my house.
This is daddy's house.
Literally.
You know me, Tim.
I own the
place.
Know
me. That's exactly right.
But it's so, I've seen that so many times with my children as well.
Yeah.
Like if I need something taken care of, if I want something done, truly, like if I build them up rather than tear them down, imagine that, you know, that kind of word. And we all want that when we are having a hard time. We want to read those promises of God, right? Those build you up like, Lord, I need a word of encouragement, not like, and then Job sat in the desert for, you know, like nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's so true. Thanks to everybody who has chimed in, by the way.
Dex, you are so cool and have the thickest hair. Starmie.
Oh, thank you.
Lion,
that's from the Starmie.
Thank you. I have the chills.
He
right
does
now.
Have very coarse hair, actually.
And he does
his,
have chills.
His beard.
True.
He's got.
I got goosies right now.
Brillo pad.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I think too.
Spooning way less right
it's,
now.
It's way just, easier to talk to kind of talk positively or speak life to a child.
Yeah.
It's way easier. But I've found that when we do that to fellow adults, that it's life changing.
Oh, it can be.
Because when you're grown up. You're just used to hearing negative, and you're just used to thinking negative.
Yeah.
You have to be the realistic one.
Right.
You have to be the leader. You have to be the voice of reason.
Right. Yeah.
And you've lived so much life that you realize a lot of dreams don't work out, and a lot of stuff that you hoped would, you know, turn out doesn't.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And you just live in that, you know, you get caught up in it. But then as an adult, when you, and I'm calling it speaking life because I think that's the best expression of it. Mm. When you do that to another adult, it changes the room.
Yeah.
Like you feel everything change.
Yeah. I mean, your whole business would change. If you if you encourage them constantly, your whole business would change for the better.
It's pretty unbelievable.
Hey, speaking of words of encouragement, we just got a $95 donation from Cameron, who says, "The Morning Invasion has truly changed my life. Listening is easy. The fun and excitement you guys bring draws us in. And then the awesome music along with PowerPoints and conversations that have meaning starts a change to change a person's outlook and point of view over time. I listen almost every day and I've started going back to church and blessings are pouring in. I believe y'all have a big hand in that. And for that, I thank you and will listen and support Star 88 for life."
Praise God.
Man. Gosh.
That's all God right
Good
there.
Whew, gonna need to take a break. My allergies just kicked in hard, bro. It's the season. I don't know.
The season.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, here's, man.
Here's the number. If you believe in the station, the mission of what we're doing, and you would love to feed children in Uganda for a month.
Amen, dude.
866-730-4921. That's 866-730-4921. Or a lot of people this morning are donating at star88.fm or through the app.
Hey, and if you do that, just a reminder, leave us a comment. We want to know why you're supporting. And then also leave a shirt size. If you donate $95 or more, you're going to get a custom-made Star 88 t-shirt courtesy of For the Good. They have been phenomenal, and they are actually custom printing a shirt individually for you. So when you call in with a donation of $95 or more, just tag on a shirt size. We'd love to know.
Mm, that's so cool.
Gosh.
Sam Swan hanging out with us. And thank you, Sam, for everything you
do. Yeah. Speaking of support, we need to take a quick break because Rebel Donut dropped off a couple dozen
donuts.
There you go.
Going to need to walk outside real quick.
Yeah.
So,
that's great.
I'm feeling the sugar.
I am feeling the love. Thank you, Albuquerque community.
866-730-4921. 866-730-4921. 730-4921 or star88.fm. Go donate right now. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
One of America's original astronauts, John Glenn, dying at the age of 95 at a hospital in Columbus, Ohio.
Donald Trump has picked a nominee for Labor Secretary.
Andy Puzder, who, according to sources, has agreed to be Secretary of Labor, is chief executive of CKE, the casual dining chain that runs Hardee's and Carl's Jr.
He's one of rock music's senior citizens. But Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones at age 73 is a father for the eighth time.
The House has passed a spending bill keeping the government running through late April. A group of Senate Democrats is threatening to block the measure.
A massive snowstorm is marching eastward, wreaking havoc in the Great Lakes region.
The Labor Department reports weekly jobless claims slid for the 92nd straight week.
New satellite photos suggest Russia is preparing to move a new generation of nuclear-capable short-range missiles into eastern Europe.
You guys are doing a beautiful job out there. This has been huge this morning. Star Week, it's our last day. We're asking you to call right now at 866-730-4921.
We just got a request from Megan, who
Megan
donated.
Good job, Megan.
Wants to hear some red jumpsuit apparatus.
Okay.
We will definitely accommodate that.
They're stacking up, so be patient with the songs. We'll definitely play them.
Yeah, coming up, we still have I Celebrate the Day. So some Reliant K in there. We got a Christmas song Felicia wants to hear. Yeah, some Arja.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, when you give a $55 one-time gift, you can actually leave a comment if you're donating online, just telling us, hey, play this song for me. If you go in at the $95, make sure you give us your T-shirt size because you get this exclusive Star 88 T-shirt and your rest the song. So let us know. Let us know. Come on. Let's call right now. 866-730-4921. It is 7:33.
High today of 49 degrees. Look at traffic. We got a couple accidents. My mouse will work. Over, let's see. Montana Road Northwest East, which is a direction. At Coors, there's an accident. A lot of congestion starting to stack up back to the north of that accident on Coors. So if you're southbound and you're like, what's happening? There's an accident to the south at Montaño. That's the only accident showing up right now. But we did have a report of a ladder on 25 southbound.
Hopefully somebody grabbed that.
Yeah, at the, what was it? The Montaño? I can't remember exit. But hopefully it's removed. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update. We have to take a break.
What?
War for the Planet of the Apes just released their trailer.
Okay.
I don't care about
we have to take a break. It's Spider-Man Day. War for the Planet of the Apes
Spider-Man
just
Day
released a trailer.
You can wait.
We can wait on that. Caesar will not wait.
Yes, he will.
I can't believe how good 2017 looks for movies.
Dude.
It looks insane.
I'm not watching this. They're trying to kill Harambe in this picture.
Okay.
They are. Yeah, that's
spoiler alert.
Not watching.
He dies.
I saw this happen. I don't have to see it again in cinematic form.
Dude. I know I'm in the minority, but I think that
but you hated Harambe, and you're glad
it
happened.
Yes, so the new Planet of the Apes series is one of my favorite film series
in the world. I think you're in the minority. I think it's great.
I know, but I remember the first one, and there were a lot of people who were just like, you are crazy.
You know,
I thought it was phenomenal.
I haven't seen them yet.
Oh.
I know, don't judge. And let me explain why.
I did.
Let me explain why. Because I saw the original one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They came out in theaters when I was in elementary
school.
Like
the 40s. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was one of those moving pictures.
It was.
Yes.
It was. Yeah.
I think it was even a talkie.
It cost me a nickel to get into the theater.
Oh, wow. Man.
And me and Cowboy Bob, we went in and watched it.
Was it hard saying bye to vaudeville? Was that difficult?
No, because vaudeville never dies. Okay. It just lives on
beautiful
forever. Yeah. So the first, I was like in fourth grade, fifth grade, maybe when one of the Planet of the Apes movies came out. I just remember because I wanted to go see it in the theater with my friends, so we went and it freaked me out.
Yeah. Oh, this one's and way worse.
And then, and I saw the trailer for these new ones where the animals look real.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, because on the other one you can tell it's makeup, and I mean they're good for the time. They were excellent for the time, I think, but. But with this new CGI and the way that all the special effects and makeup and stuff that they can do, I'm like, I'm a little nervous. Because then I go to the zoo, and I look and I see the primate
stare at you.
Display, and they're like, and I swear one of them moved his lips and said, I'm coming after you. I read his
Caesar.
Lips.
Caesar.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Stop!
My name is Caesar.
Oh, so good.
That's awesome.
Man, we've had like 6 texts on the live line wanting to know what that last Christmas song was. That was my favorite Christmas song by Capitol Lights, and that was actually a request from somebody who donated this morning.
Right on. Yeah, you can actually leave a request. So
it is a fantastic song that makes everybody cry.
We want to have
the
biggest day of the week. And so far, we're on track to
Man, we're rocking right
that.
Now. You guys are helping us out so much at Star Week.
866-730-4921. That's 866-730-4921. Or donate at star88.fm or through the app. Sam Swan is hanging out with us this morning. He's one of the raddest dudes you'll ever meet in your life.
That's very kind.
He's totally
he is the greatest Cubs fan in the world. And he has 23 kids. And I can't wait to meet them. I've never met any of your kids.
I can't wait to introduce
you. We found out we like live
close.
Five blocks away from each other.
I forgot to tell you. The other day, I was going to the gym on Saturday, and I saw you and your wife running down Wyoming.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Honk at us.
No.
When you see me, honk at us.
What do
you
guys... I didn't want to scare you. I thought, well, this is Albuquerque.
Listen,
if I honk, they might think they're getting mugged.
No, you can't scare us. We've had some crazy things yelled at us.
Well, really?
Some I can't even say on the air.
Really?
They yelled at... Yeah, I was
There's
like...
two sides to honking at someone in Albuquerque. Either you're going to terrify the person, they're going to think... they're getting mugged, or you're going to terrify the person, they're going to think they're getting mugged, and they're going to shoot you.
Right, that's true.
So you kind of can't honk.
What about the third one where they're getting catcalled? Hey, girl!
Well, it was Sam.
Looking good!
I couldn't exactly do that, because then he would
be like,
this is my wife.
Do you wear those swishy jogger pants?
They're not swishy.
No, they're called pants.
Yeah, that's what he was calling them. I wore some to the gym, and that's what he was calling. He was like, Steve-o, you're wearing your shh pants.
Steve-o wears my breakers to the gym.
I have running shorts, but they're not the short kind.
Like, okay.
Yeah,
they're not like 1957 NBA shorts?
They're shorter than regular shorts, but they're not.
They're just normal running
They're just normal running shorts, yeah, because I'm a little modest.
They're not basketball shorts. They're not 50s basketball shorts.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not European
They're running shorts.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Sam.
Yes, sir.
What are you guys doing for Christmas?
Mm.
We are...
Be careful before you answer, because he's trying to invite himself over.
It's going
to
be great.
You
guys have any plans, Dex?
Actually, no.
I'm telling you.
The Jeters, they didn't invite us over this year.
Oh, well,
because we invited them over for Thanksgiving.
We don't have any family that live here, so it's just us. And I don't want it to be just another dinner. I want it to be special.
We made special cards that we handed out at Thanksgiving that got you free admission into the Christmas party. So Teo's going to be there.
Teo!
I'm sorry. My wife's dad is dying, and we had to go and see him.
Oh, man. Nice.
I'm sorry. My bad, Steve-o.
Yeah, Steve-o doesn't know anything about
it. Now I don't want to tell you what I'm doing for Christmas. I'm depressed
Sam,
now.
Just keep it to yourself.
Gosh,
These guys fight over holidays.
Oh, man. I've heard some of that already. And now I'm seeing it with my own eyes.
It's like I'm watching two religions collide over a holiday celebration.
It's a beautiful thing to see.
Oh, yeah? That's not what our book says.
You know,
All
my children have, they're on a rotating thing, you know, with Thanksgiving at,
at
their in-laws and then Christmas and then rotate. And
so, you're out of town, aren't you?
No, I'm not. All our kids are on the exact same rotation. So, so every year at Thanksgiving, if they're not at their in-laws, they're with us. So this year it's Christmas. So we will have everybody, all five of our kids, all three of our married kids and our three in-laws and all the grandkids, they'll all be at our house at one time during the Christmas holidays.
Here's a pen and paper.
It's gonna be great.
Just write down your address.
I'll be
right
glad
here,
to. I will write it down.
We'll bring over soon.
Yeah, just come on over. Come on. Hey, the more the merrier. We like large crowds.
Well, you know, two-bedroom apartment. It might be a little tight, but, you know, we'll make it work.
Well, we've made a deal with the people on both side of us and below us.
Oh, good.
In the apartment. And so we're just going to spread out. Man, nice. Over there. It's kind of like a timeshare.
Like a swan compound.
Yeah, swan compound. We're you know, taking over the world, baby.
Swan pound.
There's swan pound.
There's a hotel at Disney. There are two at Disney World. I'm speaking about the world for you landers. Mm. And there's the Swan and the Dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
They're sister hotels.
And I need to go stay in
the Swan. The Swan has a giant swan on the top. But they also have a sports-themed one. I think it's like the All-Star Resort. Mm. I'm sure that's where you would
be. I might do that one, too.
Well, you know, speaking of apartment complexes, we got a letter.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Your mama.
Before I read this email, 866-730-4921, we're asking for you guys to jump on board, support this station, this mission. You're going to feed children in Uganda for a month and support Star 88 for a year. So call it 866-730-4921 or star88.fm. All right, here's the letter. I lived in an apartment building for about 7 years now. So I kind of know a few tenants who lived here a while. One guy named Pete lives across the hall from me, and we've had the occasional small talk over the years. Well, last night, I was chilling at my place.
Chilling.
I heard a knock on the door, and Pete was standing there with a sandwich bag and a Santa hat on. All he said was, "Christmas has come early." He handed me a tiny bottle of weed and walked away.
Wait.
I'm a Christian, and I don't even smoke pot. But I didn't want to be rude and turn it down.
Wait.
What do you do in this situation?
Okay. Wait.
First of all, I want
to... Yes, you want me to back up somewhere?
A clarification where he says, I'm a Christian and I don't even smoke pot?
Yes.
There's a whole way we could
well,
go into that.
Well, it is a new requirement in this millennium.
I suppose it is.
Yeah, okay. I want to understand the bottle.
We back this train up.
If you have a medical marijuana card,
get a prescription bottle.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Right. So a lot of times,
I'm
people
with you.
Get
I was genuinely
so confused.
Yeah.
I'm still pretty confused.
Yeah. I was at a comedy show one time, and the comedian was throwing out prescription bottles of weed to the crowd.
Wait,
I mean,
what?
Yeah, it was super weird.
That's the one you went to three nights in a row. You told me about.
Get out of here.
I don't know what that marijuana is, but if you bring it in here, I'll drink it.
Wait, this is a real email. He said what?
Okay, so in this situation, so picture this. You live in an apartment.
Okay.
You've known Pete for a while. He lives across from you. But he knocks on your door, and he's got a Santa hat on, and he hands you a bottle of weed and says, "Christmas has come early." How do you... And he just walks away.
Yeah.
So how do you handle that situation?
Can I tell you what you do?
Yeah.
You get rid of the bottle of weed.
Well, yeah.
Well, do you go back to him and tell him?
Or you go back to him with an awesome present.
Yeah, you take him
and
a gift.
You tell him how special he is to you, and you be a good neighbor.
I was just going to say that.
I love that.
I'm going to be that Christian for a second because if you've lived in this apartment forever and Pete like really knows you,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, he didn't really know him. He said they just had some casual conversations.
Okay, some casual conversations. Just.
And that would have
what world do we live in where people for reals just walk up and be like, "Hey man, thinking about you, got you some marijuana."
We live in modern America.
Yeah. You've been on Facebook and
that is
Instagram.
Crazy to me.
Yeah.
And why don't I live near Pete?
No, stop it.
No joke.
Stop.
My cousin Peter.
Dump that, please.
My cousin Peter on Facebook last night. My stupid cousin Peter, he posted something saying, "Where's the weed?" And I wanted to drive to Las Vegas and slap him across the face.
Right.
Really, guy?
Dude.
Come on.
Still illegal.
Yeah.
Still illegal. Because that's the other thing. Your neighbor just handed you an illegal substance. You're like, Merry Christmas.
Unless it's medical marijuana.
Unless, Well, it's still, I mean, you shouldn't be
But you can't hand it off. Well, true. It became illegal when it passed hands from one to the other.
Yeah.
Like, Pete, man.
Listen to me justifying. I got to get out of this conversation.
Sam, get out, man. This is no vaudeville conversation.
So what do you get him, though? Like, you guys are saying we got to go back to Pete and
you
just
get
be
him,
like, hey, man,
if you've
Christmas.
Had a few casual conversations.
Yeah.
obviously you don't know him super well. So you just get a gift that anybody would appreciate. What's that? A gift card to some store.
No, a drone.
Do you keep the bottle for a white elephant party?
No!
No, but that would be hilarious.
Sam, calm down.
No, Steve-O. No.
No, thank you. Sam Twan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Yeah. Hi.
Sam,
our staff Christmas
so
party is on Tuesday. Let me have that.
Hey,
okay.
That would be. Hi. That's when I want to feel so bad for you, because anytime you make a joke, Steve-O goes, Sam Swan.
Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Remind everybody who I'm going to work, who I used to work for.
Yeah, every time you come in, I'm waiting for the text in a few days when you got fired.
Yeah. Guys, you need a janitor down at the radio station?
Yeah.
The executive director called me in.
Phenomenal.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Or the live line, of course, is still open at 585-LIVE. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Bill.
Hey, I wanted to talk to Samuel and say a personal thank you for your clubbies.
Oh, thanks, man.
The clubbies.
Why are you thanking me?
Well, okay, I got a short little story here. You guys know I balloon crew. I'm crew chief on a balloon. Mm-hmm. And last weekend we went to Gallup. And on our crew, we have people of all different political backgrounds. And you know my political background. Anyways, long story short, we have a moratorium on talking politics on the crew because one day it got ugly. And actually,
imagine that.
A couple of our crew people are... not Trump supporters. Mm. They were on the other side of the spectrum. Long story short.
Did anyone say, you're full of hot air? Because there's a giant missed opportunity
right
if nobody
there.
Said
yeah.
that. On any side.
Yeah.
Good.
Where's the rim shot for that one?
We played it. I don't know if you heard it. We played it.
Anyways, so we're having a get together. This is Saturday night, potluck. We're all in the hotel and we're all, you know, just chit chatting and everything. And I was talking about how the Lions are gonna crush the Dallas Cowboys.
This
on
is hilarious.
December 26th.
This is not gonna happen. Go on.
Where's anyways, the rim shot for that so one, Bill?
And everybody's like, the Lions, you know, and this couple, you know, they're like, the Lions, come on, give me a break. And I said, hey, it's 2016. Anything could happen. And all of a sudden you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
And they slowly turn around, they look at me, and they're like, what do you mean by that?
Oh.
I said, the Cubs, they won the pennant.
Yes. Saved you.
There you go.
And all I could think of was, Sam...
Yeah.
Thank you for being a Cubs supporter and saving me from. I had to backpedal really fast.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad to be there for you, bro.
Could have all gone up in smoke.
Hey, Bill. Not anything can happen, and the Lions are going to lose to the Cowboys because the Cowboys are going to get their stuff back together after they lose the week prior to the Buccaneers. So, good luck with that game. Not
going to
happen.
No, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
you know why
happen.
It's going to happen? Because this quarterback, this young kid that you've got, hasn't played pro ball this long yet in his life. He's going to start falling apart, and the Lions are on a roll. There's no question about it. The Cowboys are going down big time against the Lions.
Just want to say with this conversation, sounds like your neighbors with Pete.
Oh, wait, we're out of time. We can't talk sports anymore.
Okay.
So sorry with time.
Love you guys. Bye.
Okay, bye, Bill.
See you later.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
I just stole that from Pool Boy.
Yeah.
Chimed in on the live line and said that.
Thank
sounds
you,
like Pool Bill Boy. Is friends with Pete.
Yeah. So real quick, just to get you guys caught up.
Star Week.
It is Star Week. But we did get a letter from this person. Lives in an apartment building for about 7 years. Mm-hmm. And the person, Pete, lives right across from them. He knocked on the door the other day, and he was all excited, and he was wearing a Santa hat, and he handed me a bottle of weed. And, I don't smoke weed, and wondering, how do I handle this situation? So I love what Teo said right out the gate. Give it back, but bring a gift.
Get rid of it.
Okay.
Somebody on the live line actually said, wait till he gets high and then give it back to him. He'll think it's a thoughtful gift.
Please don't take advantage of your friend.
Yeah, it's
a giant spider just crawled down the side of the ceiling.
Did you kill
computer.
It?
No, it's right there.
Oh, yeah. You're freaking out.
It's Spider-Man Day. What do I do? I don't want to kill it.
Don't
look
kill
at it.
It, man.
It's right there.
There's always a spider
it
right next to you.
It literally just webbed down. No! Spider-Man Day!
You just killed Spider-Man?
You should have let him bite you. No. Maybe he was atomic.
Oh, man. He's not dead.
Radioactive, Sam.
He's still kind of like
radioactive.
Wriggling right here. Did you just shock yourself?
Radioactive.
I don't know. Goodness sakes. All right. The phone number to call in if you'd like to donate, it is Star Week, 866-730-4921. This is the last day of Star Week, so if you can support this station, if you believe in us, this mission that that we have to just be a beacon to the world, to the city that just seems to kind of be crumbling before our eyes. It doesn't seem to be getting better.
I got
to
tell you one thing that was really rad this morning. I know it seems so minute, and I'm not just saying this because I love donuts.
Donuts.
Rebel Donut heard what we're doing, and they came down here and just dropped off 24 donuts as a sign of, like, support, right?
Yes.
Which is really cool because early in the year we had a chance to team up with Rebel Donut and Dave & Buster's to raise money for Make-A-Wish New Mexico, because we believe collectively, all these businesses and our ministry believed in this idea that we need to share hope for these children who have these debilitating illnesses, who may not make it another year, and wanted to do something amazing for them right now. And so we all came together and we were able to do that. I'd never met the owners of Rebel Donut before that. You know what I mean? But it was because we all had this common goal of raising funds for Make-A-Wish New Mexico. And now we just got some donuts from them saying, hey, we love you guys. We hope this helps you get through the share-a-thon this morning. And it's like, gosh.
That's cool.
That is another cool friend now in this Albuquerque community, and that's where it started, was just wanting to do something for somebody else. And so you never know the friendships you'll gain. You never know what may happen when you go out of your way to give for someone else. So that's what we're asking this morning. If you believe in that, in this mission of making our community better, we want to do so many rad things in 2017 because we were able to do so many great things this year because of the Star Week last year. We were able to go down to Las Cruces and get toiletries for these kids that were basically aging out of the foster care system and help that community down there. We helped raise funds for Make-A-Wish New Mexico. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Megan's coming in from ABQ heading home. We were able to help with the Hacienda Ball and raise enough funds to give a homeless family a permanent house, you know? So it's like, I'm so thankful for that. And anybody who donates $55 or more, you're going to help feed a child in Uganda for an entire month.
Yeah.
So it's not just this ministry that's being supported, but it's a child that's going to be fed. If you donate $95, you're going to get the rad t-shirt, whatever. It's not about the swag. It's really about helping this community and children who need food.
Yeah.
So, Dex, what's that number?
866-730-492. I'm okay. Let me start
Nobody
over.
Nobody questioned.
866-730-4921. There it is, right there. 4921. Or star88.fm. You guys can go there and takes just a few minutes to fill it out. Leave a comment telling us what you want to hear, because you can request a song as well. Yesterday, we were joined in the 9 o'clock hour by the frontman of Amber Lynn.
Yep.
His name is Stephen Christian. He's like our best friend. His hair is so cool. And I loved what he had to say yesterday. So if you missed that, here's Stephen Christian.
I'm excited to be here. You know why? Because I love this station. And I'm not just saying that because, well, I work here. But I'm being sincere. I don't know if you guys, well, you guys probably remember this, but I went to a radio conference a couple months back. I was going to a worship conference. It just happened to be right next to a radio conference. And one of the guest speakers was up there. And, he said some things like, he said statistically what happens is when, Arbitron is now saying, which is just kind of a rating system, it kind of shows kind of the algorithms of the radio stations in the country. And he was saying, it shows that when people are turning off the Christian station to switch stations, they're going to a pop station, a general market station. They're not turning to another Christian station. They're not going from 88.3 to the other local Christian station. They're going to a pop station.
Yeah.
And he says, that's why we as Christians need to push the envelope with bands like Switchfoot And I was like, my gosh. How funny is that, right?
Yeah.
That's their pushing the element was playing Hillsong Young and Free.
Yeah.
And so what I want to brag on, Stardia, is that we're completely ahead of the curve. We're ahead of the game. Mm. People, what we're playing now, our formats and the music that we're playing, are what other radio stations are going to be playing in 10 years.
Yeah.
You see that? We're tastemakers, and K-Lite has a reputation for being a tastemaker in the around the United States, around Christian. I'm not, that's literally factual. That's not my opinion. We are what other stations kind of look to and say, well, what's their format? Well, what are they playing? Well, what songs are they doing? Because we've been around for so long. So I'm proud of the station. I'm proud of the songs we play. I'm proud of the ministry that Star 88 has. And that's why I think that we need to donate. We need to get involved and do more than just kind of like listen in. You know, we pay for a lot of things in life. We vote. We use our money as a vote. We vote for bands by buying their CD. We say, hey, we want you to stick around. We want you to go into the studio. We want to vote for you. I like Netflix. Therefore, I'm willing to pay $8 a month. Well, let me tell you that this is more valuable than Netflix will ever be. Let's say you even just give us $4 a month. What about $2 a month? Any little thing helps because, see, you're not just listening, you're almost funding a missionary. Because our voices, what we say, what we do, the songs that we play, are going all over New Mexico and in other parts of the surrounding states. How incredible is that? Wasn't somebody listening from Kentucky this morning?
Yeah, dude,
from California.
So many great emails.
You are funding a missionary, and that is awesome. Mm. So, how much are we worth? How much is this worth? A cup of coffee a month? That's $4 a month, $5 a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If that's all you can give, man, praise God. Don't pay for entertainment. Don't just pay like, oh, okay, I'm going to treat this like Netflix because I listen in. Don't do that. Treat this as a mission field. Treat these three guys as missionaries that are going out and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, and view it from a different standpoint. And that's why I love Star 88. The Bible and the faith of Christianity is the antithesis of everything that I want. Think about it. It's all about everybody else. Mm-hmm. There's nothing selfish. And the reason that I came to Jesus Christ was James. It says, this is pure religion, is to love the widows and orphans and keep oneself unspotted from the world. That's it. How beautiful is our faith? Mm-hmm. I don't have to jump through hoops to do routines or, you know, like some crazy ceremony where, you know, I sacrifice something, you know, like, it's just insane. Like, our faith is for each other. That's it. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And so here, you know, that's kind of where my heart developed, is just basically love the widows and orphans, break it down. But this is so cool that you guys are doing.
Come Wind, Upright. That was by request, because when you donate to this station, to this ministry, you can tell us what you want to hear.
Shout out to Dave for donating and getting that request in. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. We have so many to get to still.
Stacking up.
Megan, your red jumpsuit apparatus will be coming soon, as will Josh, Felicia. Your Christmas song is on the way, I promise. We still got Jane, Mary, Did You Know?
Here's the number, 866-730-4921. That's 866-730-4921.
We got a donor on the line.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Is this Sal?
It is.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you guys, man. I think you guys are doing great. So I just made my donation, and I requested Killing Me Softly by the Fugees.
Okay.
All right.
I think it's just appropriate.
We will make that happen, but we will only play it one time.
One time.
Okay, one time.
There it is.
One time. Two times. That's Maybe we'll play it two times. Who knows?
There it is. Hey, yeah.
That's all you get.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, see? Nice. There it is.
There you go, bud.
I was getting kind of disappointed that you hadn't played it all week, man.
No, I've been trying. We were saving it for you, Sal. The score by the Fugees is one of the greatest albums. Okay, anyways.
Now, you know what's funny is I have a baby boy. He's going to be one next month. But I get him in the shower with me, and for some reason, I just started singing that song to him like months ago, just to like calm him down and soothe him, because it's such a like calm, soothing song. Mm-hmm. And for some whatever reason, that song came to my mind. So now, and I always get to that part, and I'm like, one time.
Yeah.
So when you started singing, I was like, oh. Yes, play the song, Dex. Play the
Lauren
song.
Lauren Hill, man, she's got the voice of an angel.
Yeah, there it is.
The voice of an angel.
Well, thank you so much, man.
Yes.
Sal.
Hey, and I wanted to make a request if possible. I know Star Week Galactic. It's my son's birthday tomorrow. He's turning 9.
Wow.
And he just had surgery last week, and he's in recovery. He's taking it like a champ, man. And he loves that Apple Steve song. And I was trying to see if you guys would play it for him.
Oh, man. People love that song. In fact, it reached all the way up to number 6 on the charts.
That's it. Wow, I thought it'd be more up there. Right?
Well, you know, the other song that just debuted is number 1 right now. I don't know if you've heard that one yet, but it's about my Christmas tree experience. But
okay,
we won't go into that.
Dude, love that song.
Yeah, we'll play that for you.
Dude, your songs are hilarious, man. You got like the perfect voice. Like you're always offbeat, and you got these high pitches.
What? What?
Okay. What?
I love
don't
it,
encourage
man.
Him.
Day.
Don't okay. encourage
Thanks.
Him.
Thank you, Sal. Love you, man.
Hey,
there you go.
I know I'm keeping you guys on, but I just want to say the other day, you guys just are pretty good at what you do, man.
Thanks.
The other day I was I ran into this person, and it was like, and he was getting loud and crazy with me. And you know what? The Bible says gentle answer turns away the wrath.
Yeah, man.
So you know that's what I live by.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't get into arguments with people, but it was just kind of like, man, like that guy just kind of like ticked me off and it was getting to me. And then I jumped back in the truck, put the podcast back on, and then you guys say something funny. I start laughing and then it's like, I forgot about it.
That's good.
And it was like, good. You know, get on with the day. So, great job, man. Keep
Thank
it up.
You.
Thank you, Sal. Appreciate
this
you.
This one's for you, buddy. Turn
Thanks,
it
man.
Up.
There you go, man. Thanks, Sal.
DJ Dad.
Oh, gosh.
I have a Steve.
That's me.
I have an apple.
That's me.
Apple Steve.
You're not the apple.
I'm the apple.
I have a tail.
You're a tail.
That's
I
me.
Have a pineapple.
Am I the pineapple?
Pineapple tail.
Oh, gosh.
Apple Steve. Pineapple tail. Tail, pineapple, apple, Steve.
Okay. That one's for Sal. We also Tail, need to give a shout out. Oh,
Steve.
Gosh, I forgot there was more to it. Beautiful. Play we need to give a shout out to Claire and Lauren. They both love the station. They wanted to say thanks from their practice, the Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery Center of Santa
what?
Fe. Yeah, it's the Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery Center of Santa Fe.
Cool.
Watch
yeah.
out, Steve-O.
They donated generously this morning.
Thank you so
and
much.
And so, huge shout out, Claire and Lauren.
Huge.
That's great. Kiddos, they love the station.
Yeah. Real quick, 866-730-4921. 866-730-4921.
You know, we keep talking about things that we're doing in the community. And something amazing coming up in the community tomorrow. Jason, you got to get over to this microphone, my friend. Got to talk about another partnership that we have year in and year out with Comics Cause. And I'm so glad last year we were able to jump on and do something.
Yeah.
But welcome to the show.
Hello, Thanks, Jason. Man. Hello.
Good to be here.
Tomorrow, yes. Episodes 4 through 7, man. Let's talk about this.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
It's
or
huge.
Some say huge.
It's going to be huge.
The H is silent. So what we're doing is tomorrow at the historic Lobo Theater in Nob Hill, also Calvary Nob Hill, we're going to be doing our winter movie marathon.
Yeah.
And we're going to be showing episodes 4, 5, 6, and 7, also known as The Good Ones.
You know what? I love Revenge of the Sith. I'm going to say it. I love episode 3.
Yeah.
I do.
Well,
and episode 2 wasn't the worst movie I've ever
and
seen.
And the great thing is they're making a sequel to that one.
And I love the pod racers. They are.
Yeah. Which comes out next week.
Yeah.
So we thought it was good synergy. Exactly.
Dude, Star Wars Rogue One is going to be, oh
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah. It's going to be okay. really good. So this is all free. It starts tomorrow at noon, and we're showing them back to back to back to back. That might be too many backs. I'm not sure.
No, that's,
and it
that's,
ends
that's
around pretty true. Around 10 o'clock.
You can now, add one more back because The Empire Strikes Back.
Ooh.
Ha!
Take that back.
That would be man. Episode 5, my friends.
Sometimes I wonder why I stopped coming here.
All no, free, which this is crazy.
Fun. No, this is great. And it's all free. All that we're asking you guys to do is if you come, you can either bring a new unwrapped toy or a new adult sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And the reason we're doing this is so that we can raise these material goods for the Calvary Toy Drive and for the sleeping bags with Comics Cause, which is based out of Astro Zombies right there across from us. And so last year we just did the sleeping bags and we were able to give something like 66 sleeping bags.
Dude.
Which was the lion's share of what they had got that year.
I talked to Mike. He's the owner of Astro Zombies Comic Shop where Teo and I frequent every week. And we were mentioning, because they've got the movie poster in the window, you know, Lobo Theater. Yeah. And Mike and I have been friends for so many years, and he's not a believer.
No.
But when I walked in, he was actually talking to a friend, and when I walked in the door, he said, "That's the Christian I was talking about." And I'm like, "Oh, no." You know?
Sometimes that's the last thing you want to hear when
and
you walk
right, exactly. And I was talking to his buddy, who is not a Christian either, but he was talking about the fact that, you know, in this culture, unfortunately, a lot the term Christianity just in and of itself immediately just brings about for atheists and for, you know, they just think awful, horrible things. And so I walked up and got to meet his bud, and we just started talking about, you know, true religion and talking about what we are doing. And they were so stoked, and that was what he said was, "Man, last year, you know, we wanted to do something," and he mentioned you and how our church, you know, Calvary Knob Hill, brought in more sleeping bags than he'd ever seen, and it was from Christians. And like, even the word was almost cutting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it kind of came out of his mouth, kind of like with the
little bite.
But it
was surprising to them, because because it wasn't something they see regularly, which kind of breaks my heart.
It
does.
Because
we are called to care for the widows and the orphans. And Mike, this dude who is not a Christian in any way, shape, or form, who's just a business owner. He owns a comic shop here in Albuquerque. Saw a homeless man years ago on Knob Hill and asked him the week of Christmas what he needed, what he wanted. And he said he was cold and he wanted a sleeping bag. So every year, this is the eighth annual, every year Mike collects sleeping bags at his comic shop. And then on Christmas Eve drives out himself. He has a family.
Yeah, by hand.
But he drives out and by hand delivers it because he said he didn't want to just give them to some organization so they'll sit in a warehouse. House or somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, so he takes them and he goes out until every single one is hand delivered.
Yeah.
And he finds enough homeless people
on
Christmas Eve.
And the way he's kind of described it to me, and I interpret it as a very much a God thing, where he'll have like two left in the back of his car and he's on the way home and he'll see two people.
Yep.
Under the underpass.
It's phenomenal.
Pull over and go, "These are the last two.
And you know God's Merry working Christmas. In that man's
absolutely.
Heart. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, absolutely.
It's legit.
Yeah.
And so
it really is.
It's a partnership that we've had for years, and I was so glad, like, when you came here and we kind of jumped into the Calvary Knob Hill together. I love what we're doing down there.
Me
I love
too.
That church. I love the ministry, and just tomorrow, you know, who doesn't love watching the good ones, you know, episodes 4-7 for free? And we would love to get some new winter weather sleeping bags because, man, it's cold in studio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
it's
cold.
It's cold in the Lobo some of the times.
Yes, it is.
So we might just, you know, gently use them previous. No, the heat is working. I confirmed it. So, and while we're doing that event, starts at noon tomorrow. There'll be concessions for sale, and all the proceeds from the concessions goes to getting even more sleeping bags. Exactly.
Yeah.
Last year, I went to one of the local stores, told the manager what I was doing, and he was like, "All right, well, if anything was ever on sale in the last year, you get it for that price."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, okay then."
Yeah.
And we got even more that helped with that big number. And so we'll have hot dogs and soda and popcorn and candy and all that good stuff and come. And what I love so much about this is it absolutely is helping those who can't help themselves or have fallen on hard times.
Yeah.
Kids who just don't have toys and don't have a lot of love shown them here in town, and people who are homeless, who are cold and just have a very immediate and raw and real need. Mm. And these events are great, but here's the thing, guys. they would not be a success if it weren't for stations like Star 88.
Yeah.
There are so many things that churches around this community, in this state, in the city, get to do because you hear about it at Star and get to jump on there. Whether it's a concert like Winter Jam, or it's Going Home, or it's the Winter Movie Marathon that we do, or whatever it is, if this wasn't here... It would very much feel like Tramway on a windy day, just tumbleweeds everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it would just be like, well, I don't know what's happening in the city. Whatever. I guess my church is doing it, but this gives you a chance to be involved on a personal level on so many things throughout the year.
Yeah.
And so when you donate to Star, what you're doing is not only, if you do it at the 55 and 95 levels, helping to feed those kids for a month, you're also getting a future for yourself where you can be involved and where other people can be involved to help this city in a way that, well, honestly, no one else is doing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Dude,
Thank you, Jason.
I love you, man.
Calvary
I'm
Knoxville.
So excited for what we
Jason
bring
is
work.
The pastor down
it's
there.
Cool.
Doing
it's
some
really,
great
really
things.
Cool. And did you see my cable tattoo that I got
sure
yesterday?
I sure did. That's the best
did
picture
you see
of Stripe
that?
I've ever
yeah.
seen. It's
amazing. It's not Stripe!
Are you sure?
Cable!
You
I'm
sure?
not sure, actually. It very well could be. This is from X47.
Where's the arm?
The arm, like here.
Well, kind of there.
I'm a nerd.
No, listen.
They're going to be metallic.
Listen, as a guy who grew up in the same era as you, reading those same, like, awesome Liefeld and McFarlane.
Yeah.
Nerd
X-Men
Jim
and
Lee.
Jim Lee. Yeah, where, like, they invented, like, 27 new muscles over the weekend, you know, just for a Captain America
story. He has
America
a muscle
story.
On his elbow, by the way. Like,
yeah,
look at that. There's a muscle on the elbow.
Yeah, that's not supposed
it's
to
good.
Happen.
No,
he should
real.
Have that looked at.
Yeah.
Like, I love your sleeve and how it's coming along. It's just so, so awesome.
Beautiful.
And it makes me wish I had more real estate so I could do the same thing.
Yeah. Booyah.
There's not enough of me to do those kinds of things.
There you go.
Should probably eat something.
Is it up on the web? Can people find
it? Yeah, absolutely. You can go to calvarynobhill.org and you'll see it on the events page. It'll probably be there on the scroller as well. You can do that or just show up tomorrow at noon.
Booyah.
Beautiful.
There you go. Phone lines, I can hear them going.
I love it. So you guys, go ahead.
One
Jason.
Last thing.
Yes.
So if I donate, instead of making a song request, can I cancel someone's request for Christmas shoes? Is that okay?
No one has
requested that.
I mean,
one
preemptively.
Yet, so.
I mean,
yes.
It could still happen.
Yeah, it could.
One of the greatest Christmas songs of our time.
I just wanted to check. Thanks,
Luke. Okay. Luke knows all the words.
It's very
man.
Sad.
I'm
it's very touching.
Shout out to Natasha.
It's a smart thing
from Fruitland, New Mexico.
Fruitland.
Who just chimed in and said, "I follow Dex over from the Edge, and I'm so glad he teamed with Teo and Steve-O because your show makes my mornings so much better."
Thank you.
May God bless you all in your ministry.
Bless.
Thank you, Natasha, for the donation.
Where the heck is Fruitland?
I don't know, man. We also just got one from Kim in Sandia Park, New Mexico.
Guys, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
You guys are really, really coming through today.
And yep.
Man, it's the last day of Star Week, so here's the number, 866-730-4921. That's 866-730-4921. Or you can go to star88.fm and donate there. If you're, I don't know. There was one person who had some issues, so I don't think there's any issues.
Yeah, I just checked the website. It's working, so you can go to star88.fm to donate or on the app as well. It's working.
Yes. When we come back, if you're a big fan of Reliant K, we got Matt Hoops.
And we actually have a Reliant K request.
Yes, we
right
do.
Perfect.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to talk to Matt Hoops when we come back. Also,
I wish Sam would shut up. That guy just talked
Sam
so
Swan
much.
Sam Swan is hanging out with us this morning.
So much going on.
And we're going to talk about those pesky kids who like to break into Christmas presents before Christmas morning. Well, there's a new invention out. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hi, sorry. I just wanted to let you know that I absolutely love your show. I listen to you every morning on the way to my work. I love the laughter that you guys bring, the realness that you bring, and that you're not afraid to share God's word. Thank you so much for everything you do. Peace.
Reliant K, I celebrate today by request. It's request day, and it's Star Week, our very last day. They're piling up. So if you requested something early, you haven't heard it yet, just be patient.
Yeah.
We'll definitely get to it.
This has been the best morning of Star Week. So
it's been huge.
Thank you guys so much.
Tuesday was great, too.
Yeah.
For some reason, Tuesday was incredible. And today has just been like boom, 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 constantly. Heidi's out there getting mad that she has to work.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I got to pick up the phone again.
I hate
get that phone,
the phone
rolling right now.
I just want to text.
Calling our boy Hoops right
Thank
now from
Sam.
Reliant K.
866-730-4921. Call now if you believe in this mission and donate. We're calling Matt Hoops from Reliant K right now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes!
Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
We actually literally just played I Celebrate Today by request from somebody who just donated to Star 88.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's super nice.
Can you say that that's your favorite Christmas song? Because I'm pretty sure like everybody here says that's their favorite Christmas song, so...
You know what? It's honestly up there. Like I remember when Matt first wrote that song and played it for me, and I was like, "Dang, that is, I believe it." You know, like
that's, dude.
You know, I think there's those moments that you have being in a band when you kind of just, you know, that's what makes it feel important. You know, when you, like when Matt has a song and you're just like, "Man, this is really powerful. It's really important." You know, this is like why we do it.
That's awesome.
That's
dude.
Really cool.
Dude, so we've been friends for years. I know, obviously, with Teo over there through Waverly and House of Heroes, and then me here at, you know, then M88 and now Star 88 and all that. But Albuquerque, what has this city and, you know, the station meant to Reliant K and to you, man, over the years?
Oh, man, it's been nothing but positivity. I think we were always shocked at the community that you guys had there because, you know, being from Ohio, Midwest, and touring around the country, you know, you kind of never know what you're going to come across. And a lot of that, the middle of the country kind of blurs together. But then, you know, it's very cool when you come into, like, definite pockets and communities and, you know, people that are like-minded, that listen to similar, have similar taste in music. But more so, it's like this, just this positivity of people being together that I think you guys do a great job with. And it's just, I don't know, we just have felt it, you know, throughout the years there. So,
yeah, man, the other night when you guys played with Switchfoot, that was the best Reliant K show I have seen.
Oh,
and I've been a fan for a long time. Long time. Mm. You guys sounded great.
So when are you going to come back?
Because Steve-O didn't come.
Because I didn't make it. I was
mad. Yeah.
I was
trying not to be offended at that, Steve-O.
I know, dude.
I'm just kidding.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Here's the thing.
It was my son's fourth birthday, and it was like...
Well, that is the best excuse I've heard.
Okay,
so.
Good, because I'm not going to lie. I was still, like, torn and like, sad because, you know, my wife was like, well, but we're having the family over, and I'm like, right, but my family is playing at the Sunshine, and I really, I need to be there. I've never not been here when Reliant K is in town. And, it was good. Brody turned 4 years old, and that was amazing. So
that's good.
I got to
brag on Matt Hoops real quick. Everyone.
Yeah, dude.
Brag it.
I met Matt. We were freshman 15, and I met you way, way back. I think it was 2006, and we played some miserable show at a festival. It was at Ichthus, and it was literally one of the worst shows I've ever played in my life. But then casually knew him for a little while, and then really got to know you when I was in House of Heroes. I've always been impressed by you, because not only are you an excellent guitar player and a good guy, but you're a great dad. And so being a new dad, I'm always like, I wonder what Matt Hoops would do. And sometimes, sometimes I'll text you and be like, hey, man, how's life going? Help me. But the thing is, you're an impressive guy. And so it's cool to see the impact that you've had not only through your music but just through your personal life and all that stuff. And so I think that's why this station is so stoked to play bands like you guys.
Yeah.
Because, you know, music aside, you're good dudes.
Yeah.
And I know you, and it's just been fun getting to know, like, the cool guys from one of my favorite bands from college.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. And it was really great to get burritos with you the other night.
Yeah. Listen, I couldn't go to last call. Yeah. Dude, you got to rub it in?
I was so nervous.
My son is four.
We're sitting there, and Hoops is like, I'm hungry. Matt, you want to go get burrito or something? And I said, I know of a burrito. And it's so good. I'm going to say it'll change your life, but I'm so worried that I'm hyping it up too much.
Right? Yeah.
But it was good. They liked it. I was cool.
I'll tell you what, Hoops. I was so impressed, though, the next day because Teo comes in and he was like, man. And he was telling me the story. And I felt proud because he's been here a few years. And now, like, Albuquerque's kind of become Teo City as well because, I mean, he knows the places now. Like, it was like, all right, you did it. That was good. I wasn't there, but you still did a good job. Did you take him to any Breaking Bad locations?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I knew not to do that.
I've already done that.
We did that. Yeah, we did.
Seen a few with you. Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
You don't even have to go to Breaking Bad locations.
That was like, yeah.
You just walk around downtown, you see Breaking Bad happen.
That's quite true. That's quite true. So, man, anyway, thank you so much for calling in, Hoops. We love you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good to talk to you guys.
We will catch up soon, I promise.
Definitely. Yeah, good luck to you.
All right,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
See you, Matt.
Matt Hoops, everybody, from Reliant K.
There's not been a bigger... I don't know. This man, I told him when we were hanging out. I was like, guys, I was thinking about it seriously, and I mean this. I think their record is one of the records that really, like, it's in my top like two.
Wow.
Top three. It's one of my favorite records of all time.
That's cool.
The very first gig I had here as like this little nobody part timer, you know, like weekend tracking radio guy. I got to do the C-Spot Rock Tour, and Reliant K was the opening band.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
They were the opener, and Matt Hoops was my very first live radio interview ever.
No kidding.
So, wow. Yeah, that's back cool. In 2003, I love Hoops. And it's another reason why I love this ministry and the frequency, 88.3 FM. I've been here since 2003, and... I owe a lot to this station because I've met some of the greatest friends in my life. Teo over here, I met because he happened to be in a band called Waverly that we brought out for Freedom Fest back in like 07. And we've been like best friends ever since. Like, started because of our love for Spider-Man, no kidding.
It's true.
And so I attribute a lot of the best parts of my life to this ministry. So for everybody who kind of grew up listening to K-Light or M88 and you've rocked on through, you know how vitally important this frequency is to this community. And so this is the last day of Star Week. And man, if you want to see this legacy continue in the new year, we need your help. We need your support. We truly do. And I just ask, you know, me personally, Steve-O here from the bottom of my heart, because I believe in this ministry so much, and I have lent my support through the years and this week as well. And I'm just asking for a little help and a little faith in this amazing frequency. So,
well, I mean, you've been here forever.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
When you say you believe, because you've been here 20
years. I've seen hundreds and thousands of people come
and go.
Thank
you, guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I've seen
you're a legend.
I know. I don't count on you guys being here long. You know, I've seen all you guys flash in the pans. You come and you go. And I'm just here, man.
Yeah,
I'm just here. 866-730-4921. That's 866-730-4921. I met Sam Swan because of this ministry.
Sam Swan.
That's true. That's true.
So he's friends with Matt Gentry. We won't, you know, name.
I love Matt Gentry.
We live in infamy here, but the old man, and he was like, I'm gonna bring him a friend. He's Baptist, and I'm like, oh gosh. It was when we were like bringing in different pastors at different times, and I'm like, oh no, I have a history with them Baptists, man. Yeah. I don't know. Turns out he's one of the raddest people I've ever met.
Oh,
so
man. Yeah, that started out as a once a week, 1 hour on a Friday morning,
just kind of.
And then when things kind of changed, I texted you and said, hey, what are you gonna? You just keep coming. Just keep coming.
Just keep coming, man.
So I've been a part of some of the transitions. And
yeah, you have.
It was fun. I was thinking that same thing the other day. I heard you on the radio, and I was like, man, Steve-O and I, how did I meet him? At the radio station.
And you've been pretty, I'm not going to lie, man, because you have been through some transitions, and some of the transitions here for me personally have been harder than others, and you were there to encourage me, pray with me, and guide me through a lot of those, some crazy times, you know, good, bad, and otherwise. And so it's phenomenal. phenomenal. Yeah. And it's because of this frequency, you know?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I love it, man. And we've seen that through so many people who have chimed in and donated this week, because whether they grew up or maybe it was like my parents forced me to listen to K-Lite back in the days, and now they're just like come full circle because of the Morning Invasion or whatever. But
yeah, you know, you think about the average young adult, teenager, college age spends about 9 hours involved in some type of media.
Man.
On their phone, on their radio, listening to podcasts, watching YouTube, whatever. And so if you can have I like the way you're referring to it as the frequency. That just sounds hip. If you can have a frequency like Star 88 that they can plug into for part of that 9 hours, the not only the music that they hear, which is, you know, really, really good music, and then the fun with the morning show, and then the other things like the PowerPoints and just the little hits that you guys have and the mentioning of the ministries. Even you know, when Jason was in here just a little while ago, which that was a privilege for me to finally get to meet him.
He's a good dude.
To talk about what you guys are doing tomorrow at Calvary Knob Hill. You hear little things like that, and it kind of gives this overall picture of what, man, there's some cool things going on down there. And it's not just a radio station. It's a full-blown ministry, and they have all kinds of ways that you can plug in, whether you want to help volunteer, whether you want to give money so that they can continue to do it. And I love, I was telling the guys off the air this morning, I love that the donations for this week of raising money, part of it is going to help feed children. I love that. I don't have a problem with raising money to keep the station on the air. You got to do that.
Yeah.
But the fact that this year that they've added that aspect of the donation that just enriches the donations that people give and helps make it even more of a meaningful donation than it is. So,
well, here's the thing. We could have done. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
When we were brainstorming and talking about it, it could have been like the, and you'll get a T-shirt and a CD and this book. And, you know, and we started thinking about all of the, I'm just going to call it what it is, like Jesus junk, like all the crap we could have like thrown
Jesus
in as, quote, incentives.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, we're going to spend all this money so that we can have some like swag for people.
Yeah.
Or we can use this money and be good stewards and provide food and relief for a child who has nothing.
Yeah.
Man, forget all the cool incentives. Yeah. Let's help someone in Uganda who is fleeing a terrible situation in the Sudan, like running for their lives.
Yeah.
What's more important, having another CD that you're never going to play because you don't even have a CD player in your car anymore because it's 2016?
That's right.
Or feeding somebody, sustaining life for an entire month. Right. You know, like,
absolutely.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Let's get real.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
I think it's beautiful.
Dexter.
Yeah. And we're getting, you know, when you guys donate online, a lot of you are leaving comments, telling us why you're listening. And the stories that we're hearing are amazing. We got one from a mom who has, you know, quote, the prodigal daughter.
Oh, man.
And every morning she'll be listening through the app, and her daughter will be getting ready. And they've had amazing conversations because of some of the topics that we've had over the year. And she said that, you know, I know it's doing a work in her heart, and she's a monthly supporter. She believes
that's cool,
in the station
incredible.
So much that
incredible.
She jumps on every month and supports this station. So, thank you. A big shout out to that mom. You know who you are. I don't know if you wanted me to say your name. So.
Probably not.
866-730-4921. That's 866-730-4921. Or you can donate through the app or star88.fm.
Speaking of partnerships, I want to go grab our friend because we had a chance to team up here recently with a phenomenal organization for the last few years now. But she's here. I'm gonna
bring her in. Bring her in.
Bring her in.
Hey, get in here.
Bring Megan in.
I see this, and I'm like, I'm okay with this. So,
what? Sam, can she grab your mic first?
Absolutely.
Buddy?
I'll get out of the way.
Because then that means Megan gets to meet Sam, and it just makes me happy because I love it when good people meet each other, and it's totally cool. And I saw her, and it's like, dude, we got time right now. Let's do this now.
Yeah, so just recently, you probably heard us talk about it, Starmie. We got to team up with a great organization.
Yeah, dude.
And we got to do the Casa Ball for Did you guys just do it last
Hacienda
year?
Hacienda Ball.
Hacienda Ball, though.
It was a Hacienda, yes.
Way to blow it.
My bad.
At least he didn't mess it up when we were actually emceeing.
That's true. Yeah.
Mostly.
Megan's here. Hello, Megan.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You brought tissue just in case you start crying?
Megan,
I will tell you right now, Megan cries more than any woman I've ever met in my life, and that's saying something, because women cry.
I have allergies.
No.
I really do. No.
That's what they all say.
I walked in the front desk and she's like, are you okay? I'm like, it's an allergy. It's ridiculous. I brought you a present, you guys.
No.
Really?
Yes, my kids helped me pick it out.
Is it Steve-O's jacket?
Hey, you know what? She already did that. I want to see what it is.
Okay, so it's a goodie basket. It's a seasonal goodie basket from Whole Foods. And it has... a pineapple, Steve.
Pineapple, Steve.
And it has some apples, Teo.
Oh, my gosh.
And
this is so much healthier than the food that we've eaten.
A cheese ball, Dex.
A cheese ball. I love cheese balls.
And some other goodies. Some drops for your throat. And my kids legitimately helped me with this. They're like, Mom, we should get Steve-O these cough drops.
I'm totally cool with cough drops.
So, Merry Christmas from heading home. We love you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
This is great.
We love you guys. We've been talking about, in 2016, this year was the first year we kicked off something new here called Mission New Mexico. And in all the years I've been a part of this ministry, I think Mission New Mexico has probably been the most important thing for me personally, because we partnered with Make-A-Wish New Mexico. And I don't have time right now to list everything, obviously. But we made sure that it wasn't just like, hey, we want to help this church with their, whatever it was, get out there. And, these guys this weekend are going to have a bake sale, or these guys, whatever. And those are great. And we've been able to do those through, the events tab and helping people with the wire if you have a local church event. And that's been great. But I love that we were able to partner with organizations, not just churches, but organizations within the city who are doing phenomenal things as well. And obviously, Megan, we have common ground in that we both absolutely love Jesus. But ABQ Heading Home, it's not a quote Christian organization. This is a something that you're doing here in the city of Albuquerque to make a difference. Talk a little bit about what the Hacienda Ball was like this year, because we were able to raise money for such a phenomenal purpose.
We were. And every dollar, I'm already crying, but it's just allergies.
Sure.
It's not just allergies.
Darn Putin, New Mexico. Okay. That'd be over by now. We raised over $80,000 this year. And every penny of it will stay right here in New Mexico. Mm. We couldn't have done that without you guys. It's a really cool. I was just telling Daniel outside that it's, I've been in the fundraising game a long time.
Okay.
And, we have per capita more nonprofits in this community in Albuquerque than in any other city our size.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
We've got a lot of good people doing a lot of good work here, and it's competitive and it's hard. And this thing that we've created with the help of you guys from Star 88 is not your mama's gala. We like to say it like that. It is something really, really cool. It's entertaining. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's full of heart and people coming together for a purpose to serve the greater good, but it's not stuffy and it's not boring, and we have a great time. Oh, so the ball is really, really special, and I fully credit you guys at Star 88 for helping create what we have created, and it's got a following now, and it's just continuing to grow, and we thank you for that. It's people coming together, and we may not be a ministry, quote unquote.
Right.
For me, it's a ministry. For me,
absolutely,
it's personal. I'm called to do this.
Yeah. Amen.
And a lot of the people that I work with are believers.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are just like, we got to take care of our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And that's how we all came to this together, because we all had that one common mission.
Man,
that's and so we've made beautiful. A huge impact, you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's it. It's we were able to raise funds so that a family. I mean, it's freaking cold outside.
It's going to get
so cold right
and it's
now.
It's going to get cold.
And thinking about those that don't have a place to lay their head, to be able to and get stupid and have a dance, have a ball and have a really good time with people in there that all wanted to raise these funds to provide permanent housing. Because that's what ABQ Heading Home, this is what you guys do. Heading Home, you guys provide permanent housing for families. Like, this is some of the stories. Like, I'll start crying. So I refuse to, because I love
to cry.
I love watching the videos. Like, there were the fun videos and there were the comical videos, but for me, what drove it home every time were the people who were actually, like, came through the program, and it was like, and now I, you know, their lives were changed forever.
And the cycle of what this promotes is incredible. I mean, we're here and we're talking about giving, which we're called to do. Give and it will be given back to you. The Bible says that. Luke, I think, 6.
Oh,
somewhere
sure.
in there. Luke. Corinthians talks about it, you know, reaping, sowing, and then you'll reap it. And it's really true. I mean, all of the stuff that we do through Heading Home, we're constantly seeing that come back to us. My first year here, I remember at the holiday season, a guy walked in and he had a check and he just handed me the check and I opened it and it was for $1,000 and I was like, thank you, this is so great. He was a client. He was a client who had been housed for a year.
Man.
And he came and he gave back
because
he had been, he was thankful and he wanted to return the favor.
That is,
this is the cycle, you guys. And Star 88 is a huge, huge part of that.
You guys
are promoting that cycle. You're helping us. You're giving us a voice. And, you know, we just can't thank you enough. So I know that what you do is really, really important in this community. And I just want to encourage people who are out there listening to support it, because if we didn't have you, we wouldn't have the success that we have for the ball. Somebody might not have a home today who has one because of the 3 years that you guys have done this. This is really, really important work you're doing.
Allergy season.
I got allergies too.
I am turning my back on her right now. I have allergies right now. You brought the allergies.
Did you just say I'm so happy?
I'm so happy to be here. I'm crying.
That's amazing.
I'm crying.
That's so cool.
Nope. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
All right. So, Starmie, here's the number, 866-730-4921. That's 866-730-4921 or star88.fm. You can donate right through the app or the website.
Oh, Megan.
Megan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, just wait until HR and our bosses get here, because apparently even though we raised $80,000 and put somebody in a permanent home, we wore dresses and...
And we got in trouble.
And we're in trouble.
So we're not allowed to wear dresses.
Yeah. So,
you know, they actually implemented a new...
You really got away with... You got away with what's really important.
They
we're
implemented
good at that
a new
here.
Policy.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I
maybe
personally
next
thought
we'll
Dex's
just...
outfit was far more offensive.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned that one yet.
Yeah, we
they started the dresses, that and that's as far as
that's
it went.
That's as far
so.
As the story got, so we never mentioned that one, Megan.
People important. Love it.
We would
people
thank
love
you
it.
To not say anything about the Daisy Dukes.
Hey, beautiful. The fundraiser.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
No,
it's okay.
Oh, man.
Thank you for coming
incredible.
In.
Incredible.
Of course, and I give, too. I just want everybody to know, and I'm going to continue to give. I give on a monthly basis.
Well, where can people go? I know Heading Home. I would love people to know more about your organization as well.
Go to our website, www.headinghome.org.
There you go. It's so cool because I love our partnership. I'm really excited for 2017.
It's all about collaboration. This is the way of the future, and that's how Jesus wanted it.
Boom! Boom! I'm stoked. Oh, so cool. It's 866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921 to lend your support to, dude, the fun morning show, whatever. Most importantly, to this ministry and the fact that lives are being changed. That's what it's about, man.
Absolutely.
Providing hope.
Yep. If you believe in the station, the mission, you want to see great things happen, jump on board.
Obama's leaving in the new year. That hope and change is going away, but hope and change doesn't have to go away here, man.
How do you say hope and change in Russian?
We need your change so that we can still provide hope.
Okay.
So give us your change.
Hope and change.
866-730-4921.
Russia, we love the hope and the change. We're here for the hope and the change in our your president, Donald Trump.
Bill Peterson.
We love it so much.
All right, we'll be right back. P.O.D. Beautiful. Beautiful. By request. Thank you, Starmie. Man, we are just having people step up left and right.
Dude, we just got an email from a friend in New York who just donated. Sorry, my voice is shot. It's not that I'm crying, it's that, you know.
Man. Thank you so much, Starmie.
Shout out to Claire in New York. Hey, shout out to Brittany in Silver City. Just donated as well.
Beautiful. Here's the thing. It's the last day of Star Week, guys. This is it. This is the last morning invasion of Star Week. And we have less than an hour left. So let's try to make this the biggest hour that we've had so far. And we've had a huge morning. And we want to have a huge day. Because all the gifts, all the donations go to help this station stay on the air and also feed children in Uganda. We've teamed up with Feed the Hungry, and they go into these villages and they teach these families how to farm. They share Christ, and these are refugees. These are children that have been running. I can't even imagine having my family go through what they're going through, and so our prayers and our money is going to go to give them a better life and to help them. And the biggest thing is for them to know Christ and to make Christ known, to go out into the world. And like Sam Swan said, making disciples. That's our mission here as well. We want to make disciples. When you guys listen in the morning, we want to inspire you guys to have that conversation with a friend, somebody at work. And iron sharpens iron, man.
Heck yeah, man.
So we couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you for coming on board, supporting the station. The number is 866-730-4921. That's 866-730-4921. Sam Swan is here.
Hey. Man, it's been fun.
It's been
hanging
so
out.
Fun.
Yeah, dude.
I love coming to hang out with you guys.
We just got a comment from our boy Ray in El Paso, who just donated. Mm. And he wanted to give a shout-out to his son, Tyler. It's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
So this request right now is for the Chuck E. Cheese song. For Ray from El Paso's son, Tyler.
Mm.
Dude, that's so crazy,
make
man.
It happen.
Make it rain, dog.
Make it rain.
Make it rain that cheesesteak, Chuck.
Song anymore.
You've got to have the song.
Pretty sure.
Ray from El Paso.
Pretty sure I deleted
it. It's his son, Tyler.
Okay, Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for his birthday. It is Tyler's birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Birthday. Chuck E. Cheese birthday.
That's so cool. Oh, Ray from El Paso, thank you so much for your support.
Love
and
you, man.
Happy birthday, Tyler. Oh, wow.
Party horn.
Tyler got the party horn as
wow.
well? I mean, it is his
that's
birthday. So
yeah, he needs it.
Party horns. Absolutely. That's a big deal, man.
Absolutely.
Wow.
866-730-4921. Mm. Remember, you guys can you can donate through the app or star88.fm.
Brittany just donated from Silver City. Said, I love the morning invasion. Y'all are so funny, and you talk about real topics that a lot of other Christian stations are probably afraid to talk about. Mm. Thank you for your ministry, and may God bless. Hey, shout out. My mom was born in Silver City. Did you know that?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, my oldest daughter was born in Silver City.
Yeah, well, my mom was born there.
Okay.
Cool.
Fine.
I wouldn't exist if not for my mom.
True.
So.
No, that's true.
Sam, she wins.
How many kids do you have, Sam?
I have five.
You have five kids.
Five kids.
And I'm sure
they all range in age from 43 down to 29. So
I'm sure Sam,
baby's about to be 30.
29 to 14.
At some point when they were younger, and maybe they still do this as adults, I don't know. It's, you know, a week before Christmas. It's a couple of days before Christmas, and they're sneaking. And downstairs or into the living room and under the tree, they're in the middle of the night, they're kind of, you know, just trying to see what's in there, and I'm just gonna unwrap it, but then I can wrap it back up. Ugh, and they'll never know.
We wrap everything on Christmas Eve for that
reason.
That's
a great idea.
We don't put anything under the tree until after they're in bed Christmas Eve.
Have you ever done that, Sam?
I have not personally done that.
Mm. Have you caught your kids? Because I've caught my kids.
I've not actually caught them in the act, but saw the evidence of it because they didn't necessarily.
They didn't rewrap it.
I'm a pretty meticulous wrapper, and I know. I didn't put that crease there. And
would you mind wrapping for us real quick? Go ahead.
Mm. Yo. Let me tell you a story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed.
That is plagiarism. That is the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, is that what that is?
Does not.
I thought I was was busting a rhyme, man.
No,
I didn't
man. Know. That, Sam, just let the man Sam. Roll. Who cares?
That does not count.
Up from the ground came a bubbling crow.
Whoa, lunch mix up in here. Lunch mix.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Sam job, Swan Sam. From the Baptist Convention.
There Stop.
They yeah. believe in rap music.
That's right.
Yeah.
So rapping presents.
Rapping presents.
Yeah, rapping presents.
I caught him. Yeah, not red-handed, but I did catch him.
Yeah, so Landon, when he was really little, he did this. And I think it was because his brother Caleb told him to do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
And we, of course, took away the present.
Oh.
And he lost his mind. I'll never forget. He was crying just, oh, for days. But we stuck to it, man. We took that present back.
I no think
we
even way.
It. Yeah,
oh,
we
man.
Did. So we know our kids don't ever do that again.
Tough love, baby.
But if you have a kid that has this problem, there's a new invention that someone created. This is pretty cool. It's called the Wrap Trap.
Wrap Trap.
Yeah, it's a wrapping paper, basically, and it has a trap in it. So when your kids come down and they try to open it up, there's the, you know, the, you know, when they put the little thing on the clothes, the ink
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
explosion uh-huh. things, yeah. and then they even do it at banks and everything. If someone robs a bank, they have the ink.
I know so that all too well.
That's what it has in the wrapping paper. So when you open
oh,
it up, it explodes.
Man. That is a terrible.
I actually terrible I found idea. The commercial for it.
Okay.
For years, banks have used exploding dye packs and bags of money to identify robbery suspects. Well, now you can have the same technology under your Christmas tree. Introducing the Wrap Trap. The Wrap Trap attaches discreetly to any Christmas gift, so if someone tries to figure out what's inside before it's time, the Wrap Trap will explode and cover the gift and anyone within a 15-foot radius with permanent industrial strength dye. Have sneaky kids who snoop for hidden presents before Christmas morning?
Oh, my gosh.
With the Wrap Trap, you'll know who's on the naughty list. It even works on those hideous sweaters Aunt Lois knits every year. See? No big loss. The new Wrap Trap. It's a blast.
Always wear eye protection when opening presents. Wrap Trap may damage or completely ruin gift. Use at your own risk. Dye will not come out of carpet, clothing, or small animals.
Okay.
I'm ordering one.
Dude, you should.
You already ordered it. Don't lie.
All of my wrapping paper has the Wrap Trap.
That spokesman all of sounded it. Pretty familiar.
Steve-O, somebody in the live line said, tell your roller skate around the living room.
Oh,
story.
Man. Wow. Starmie's got a really good
I
memory.
Remember that story. I've heard that
That's
story.
That's a great story.
Didn't know that it would leave lines.
Yeah. Yeah, years ago. My mom, all I wanted was rollerblades. It was rollerblades, not
right.
roller skates. Yes, 2005. The year, I don't remember when it was. It was like 1990. I remember, I just knew that I was going to get rollerblades. And I was that kid. My mom needed the Wrap Trap.
Oh, I know you were.
And I very carefully and meticulously took apart the wrapping paper. And sure enough, there were some neon yellow rollerblades waiting for me.
Oh.
And I put those things on and I rollerbladed downstairs, like down, like all throughout the whole downstairs. My mom's bedroom was upstairs.
I can see you doing it.
I can't. Rollerblading totally. Around, totally make, being careful, didn't run into the walls or anything stupid. It was like, yes, dude, this is amazing. Everybody's asleep. Nobody's going to know. Okay, I put them back. Now I put them back in the box and I seriously, like super carefully rewrapped my gift and went to bed. And I woke up the next morning to my mother screaming, Stephen Michael Cheater! And it was like, oh no! And I run out from my bedroom out into like the living room area. And the stairs, like from her bedroom, you know, they kind of like came down around and you could just oversee the whole living room area. And there were just rollerblade tracks.
Beautiful.
All over the carpet.
Yes.
I was so busted.
Yep.
Oh gosh, I was in so much trouble.
Did you lose the?
She let me keep them, but I remember like I did not get to wheel them around
right.
on Christmas Day right away. No, I was definitely grounded for that.
Hilarious.
One.
She should have taken them away, man.
Thanks, Starmie, for remembering all these. Since we're leaving such great legacies in your heart about, you know, rollerblading on carpet in the middle of the night, would you consider your donation?
Yes.
Would you consider a gift?
Yes.
Dex, what's that number?
Well, more importantly, it's not about me saying it. It's all about Teo saying it.
Oh. At 866-730-4921. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
gosh.
Lovely.
Thanks, man.
Lovely.
It was hard.
That's so good.
I had to get to that place.
Yes.
When you chime in with the donation of $55, it's not only going to help this ministry stay afloat and keep this ridiculous morning show on the air for another year, but it's also going to help feed a child in Uganda for an entire month. We've teamed up with Feed the Hungry. They're a great organization who doesn't just like ship stuff off. They actually get pre-approval from the proper government agencies. They go out themselves and partner with the local churches in the villages to ensure that the right families are being fed. So every single dollar that goes to Feed the Hungry actually in turn will end up in Uganda. Mm. So that is my fave. So
you should call us now at 866-730-4921.
Yeah.
And you guys love it.
We also had a friend chime in and say that for the rest of this hour to help keep the morning invasion rolling, anybody who calls in with a donation, she said she wanted to match that gift. So if
no
you can
way.
Give right now, even if you can't give the 55, I'm telling you, it will double. You know, your gift will all immediately multiply thanks to an incredible person who chimed in this morning.
What's that?
I don't know if I want to say her name, so I'm like,
if you can get 55 or 95, you'll also be doubling that.
Yeah, which would be phenomenal. Yeah. So we've already gotten a couple this hour who have jumped on. So shout out to our girl Claire. Shout out to Brittany again from Silver City. And Jenny just chimed
Jenny!
In. Jenny, I love you. Thank you, Jenny.
Jenny, so it's any gift amount, but we're asking for the 55 or the 95.
What's Jenny's number? 867-530.
Different song. 4921.
Okay. Yeah. Different song.
That's okay. 866-730-4921.
No, it's 867-5309. Yeah. Okay, so our friend Jenny, because she is a friend of the family, one time long ago, my wife's like, hey, do you have Jenny's number? I need to get it to my dad and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, of course. And so then I text her back, 867-5309.
Oh, no.
And I don't hear back from Chrissy. 5 minutes goes by, 15 minutes, and I'm like waiting for her to like go, Steven, and like get the real number for me. Nothing. But I was at work and I completely forgot. So like 2 hours later, I remember and I'm like, oh no. And I texted Chrissy back and said, Chrissy, you never got back to me about Jenny. And she was like, well, I didn't need it. I just gave it to my dad. And I'm like, did you read my text? She just like forwarded that off and gave my father-in-law 867-5309.
Beautiful.
I'm like,
I love it.
Chris, say that out loud right now. Just read that phone number off to me. And she finally got it. It was like, gosh.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
That is not my friend Jenny's number, by the way. Mm. If you grew up listening to K-Lite, you don't know what I'm talking about.
The number is 866-730-4921. We're trying to partner with you.
Yeah.
We're trying to continue the mission next year in 2017, and we can only do that with your support.
Yeah.
So if you have a little extra, again, any gift amount will do. I would like to share an amazing story about a guy named Greg. He's a cop. Greg is 27 years old. Greg responded to a disturbance call at a house.
In the force.
Yes, the force.
A disturbance in the force.
Yes. Turned out the woman who lived there was a single mom with 6 kids.
Is it Ray's mom? Do we finally know who Ray's parents are?
Hmm? She'd been arguing with her boyfriend after he spent all the money she was planning to use for Christmas presents. She also needed it to pay bills and said her water and electricity might get shut off. Unfortunately, Greg couldn't get the money back for her, but she'd have to go to court, and apparently it really wasn't that much or worth it for her to take her boyfriend to court to get the money back. But instead, Greg, this cop, he decided to take out all of the money that he had in his wallet. And he gave it to her. I can't believe he had $145 in his wallet.
Dang, man.
Holy cow.
What else did he have?
Good for him.
Incredible. Okay, everybody, pull out your wallets right now.
I don't even have my wallet.
I know. I'm like, where is my wallet? I don't have my wallet.
Yeah.
Where's my wallet?
I think he took his wallet.
I love it because my wife, she gives me little gifts. Sometimes I'll open my wallet and there'll be like money in there.
I heard that.
Let me see.
Dex, you have some money.
I got money.
You have money in there?
Oh!
Whoa!
I got $31!
Are you kidding me?
Holy cow!
We're going to B-Dubs for lunch.
Guys, I just
Leslie!
I just took $20 from Dex. Yes. Don't tell anyone.
Where did we get $31?
I have $0.
Hey, when's the last time you donated?
You have 23?
I know.
Baptist Convention in New Mexico, Sam Swan has 23. Come on, Baptist Convention. A worker is worthy of his wage, dog. It's biblical, yo.
Biblical.
Yeah, this guy, Gray, apparently he didn't tell anybody about it, but the woman's sister posted a photo of the cash on Facebook, said he was the best cop ever. Of course, the news picked it up and social media started sharing it, and so now everybody knows about Greg and his amazing heart because he saw this woman in need and, you know, he gave what he could. I mean, that's amazing. You know, pulling out $145 is a lot. And I know it's a lot for a cop. So for him to do that and to step up, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So
that's great. Way to go, Greg.
Tried to inspire you
out.
Guys.
Dude, and shout out to our friend who chimed in and said, "Everybody who chimes in this hour, I want to match that. I want to help. I want to end the day." And it has been the biggest day for the Morning Invasion as far as donations, which is really, really, really cool during the morning show. So,
Ben,
again,
big.
We've got so many requests to get to too.
Yeah, we
got
so
another,
many.
Someone wanted anything from 21 Pilots, which is totally cool with me. Mm. But we're just looking for your one-time donations. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Can you just play it again? What? Why is that stupid? The Fugees are not stupid.
Yeah, I know.
I saw them at Tingley Coliseum.
Guys,
why Clef's reggae bands open?
Excuse me.
I know.
Everyone,
yeah.
Calm down. You're all fighting.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. We got to take a break because we got these requests to get to.
I just fell asleep.
Did you?
I'm so tired.
Okay.
So many requests to get you. On the other side, we'll have some 21 Pilots for you.
Yeah, call us. If you leave a one-time gift of 55 or 95, you're going to get to tell us what you want to hear. You're also going to feed a child in Uganda for a month. You're going to support this station. Keep us on the air next year. At $95, you get the t-shirt, too.
Can we play the cars? Who's going to drive you home?
Oh, yes, of course we can.
Is that what someone requested?
Yes, that is... Going out to Brooklyn, New York.
It's one of the greatest songs ever.
Can we really do that, please?
No. You're the program director.
We're doing it.
Okay,
we're
good.
Doing it.
Do it.
Song.
All right. 866-730-4921. Or you can donate right now at star88.fm. We'll be right back. Just wait and see. This Christmas
'83 The Storm. That one going out to our girl Claire in Brooklyn, New York. Who's gonna drive you home is the question. The Storm.
Beautiful. So beautiful, guys.
Yesterday's hits. Other song. We said if you donated, we would play anything. So
I wonder how many people actually thought we switched formats.
People just
Star
lost
Week.
Their minds That's on the did. Live line, going nuts. Love the cars. Somebody else said this is kind of magic.
Magic. No, I see what you did.
There's already a magic.
That's one of the
We're the Storm.
Single greatest song in the history of mankind.
If you guys ever want to hear The Storm, just turn your dial over to 83.8.
Little ditty called Who's Gonna Drive You Home, and it sounds even better coming from the speakers of a jukebox in a rundown place in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, it does.
Beautiful.
You got the shuffleboard in the background and the vat.
The vat
of friends, yes. vat of buds, if you will. You know, your besties.
Guys, it's Star Week.
Vat of bud.
Yeah, whatever you want, Tao.
All right.
It's Star Week and
mood lighting.
Someone actually donated and requested that song by the car.
Yeah, dude.
So if it's appropriate and we can dig it up, then we'll play it for you.
That's right.
Because it's our last day of Star Week, and we're asking for those donations.
We're down to the last, quarter hour.
I know.
Dude, Poolboy and Crucis just chimed in and said, Steven would do great covering the song,
true.
And now we have to make that a reality.
Yes. Yeah.
Can't go on. Oh, man.
Again.
Yeah,
yeah.
So good.
So here's the number, 866-730-4921. Any gift amount is beautiful.
Who's going to call the phone right now?
Okay.
Where were we on that?
Yeah, seriously. 866-730-4921. We're asking for the $55 or $95 gift donations. If you come in at that, it's you're supporting the station and you're feeding children in Uganda for 1 month. It's beautiful. And this has been the best so far. This has been the best. The best morning
we've had, yeah.
Yeah, compared to all the other ones, you guys have just really come through, so thank you.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to everybody who's donated this morning, and a big shout out to our girl Morgan, who this hour said every single person who chimes in this hour with their gift, she's going to match that. So that's been
thank you, Morgan.
Pretty phenomenal right now, because I think this hour so far we're up to like 355. So that's pretty good, dog.
That's so good.
Nothing cooler than the cars, though. Can I just say that again? Like the 19th time? Yeah.
All right, so we're going to play one more of these requests that have been rolling through, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to a guy by the name of Daverly.
Yes.
He was in a band called Waverly.
Mm. What?
And he's in a band called Audio Adrenaline.
Adrenaline. Thank you, Sam.
He's one of the funniest guys on the planet. So,
dude, shout out to Rhonda, who just donated $95.
Dang,
beautiful.
Rhonda.
Incredible. Help me, Rhonda.
Beautiful things.
All this pain. Gunger, Beautiful Things. That's by request here on Star 88 because it's Star Week, and when you donate, you get to request a song.
I'm assuming that was the one because he chimed in with the request and said, the Gunger song, the beautiful one. And I'm like, man, all of Gunger is beautiful.
That's the beautiful one. The beautiful one. Hey, we called Dave.
Ooh, Dave from Waverly?
Daverly.
Gosh,
I'm so excited. This has been one of my favorite days, man. Because let's be real, when you're doing fundraising, sometimes it kind of stinks, you know? Yeah. And you're like, I feel like a broken record. And today we've talked to Matt Hoops. We've talked to, oh man. All right, I'm doing this. Sorry, I'm getting distracted.
Yeah, and
talked to so many rad people this morning.
If you didn't know, if you're new to Star 88, our boy Teo here on the show used to be in a band called Waverly. And Dave, who we're calling now, it was the lead singer of Waverly.
That didn't work.
Why didn't you?
So we're going to get him on the phone. He's right now in the band Audio Adrenaline.
Is that the one you have, Steve?
I don't know. Let's find out. Did I finally put him in his Stovall?
What?
Well,
I had him in his Daverly for years.
We've had the same problem last time we called Dave.
Yeah, I know. That's because I put him in his Stovall. He got a real last name. That's a big thing, guys.
Beautiful. Is it the right number?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yay.
Good. Let's call Mr. Daverly.
We hit our long distance quota for the week, yes. So we're like out of money. Maybe that's what it is. All it's correct. Ringing. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello?
Yay. Okay.
What's up, guys? Who's this? I'm here. What's up, Matt and Steve? Who is this?
Dave and Dex.
Hi, buddy.
And our friend Sam. Dex.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air, buddy.
Oh, hey, oh, I love. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, Steve.
Match,
but it's still pretty good.
Oh, man. What about awesome. Dex? That's all right. You don't need to put me in there.
You're just an acquaintance.
Should have been gone. Bam. Gosh. We just played the Cars, Who's Gonna Drive You Home, so that was very fitting.
Mm. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Dave, so far we've had like the biggest morning ever.
We just had a podcast listener from Columbus, Ohio donate $55.
No way.
Wow. Oh. Sweet.
What?
Yeah.
Man, I love Columbus.
Casey in Gainesville, Florida just donated $55 as well.
It is just, man, just rolling in right now.
Thanks, Casey.
Dude, it is going crazy. We had a person call in this hour and say that they wanted to match everything this hour, and now it's getting out of hand because it's at like $800 this hour now.
Man.
So, yeah.
They call in. They're like, hey, there was a cap on that.
Yeah, so. There was a cap. Yeah, really. I said the first person that called in, I would match that. Dude, Daverly, how are you, man?
Man, I'm doing good, bro. I'm wrapping some Christmas presents today.
Okay.
And I'm not very good at it, you know? I was under the tree. Summer bought this, like, striped Christmas paper. And somehow all of her edges like line up perfectly.
Yeah, that's always the way it is. I don't know. I know my wife's the same way.
Yeah, the spiritual gift.
You know what's weird? I swear to you, having a everybody said this, but having a kid like changed everything. Mm-hmm. But like when they told me that, I didn't picture like Christmas wrapping paper because I was always a good Christmas wrapping guy. And now I'm awful at it. I mean, you guys feel like that? Like even little stuff like that change when you have kids?
Yep.
Like parts of my brain are gone now. I wake up like late. I can't hear my alarms. I mean, I'm like forgetting stuff, where I put things, where I put the kids. It's just crazy.
Where you put the kids.
Here's the thing. There's a reason why foreign governmental agencies use sleep deprivation as a form of torture. Yeah. Because it's real, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just put him in a room with an
Did
infant.
Did you just say babies are torture?
No. I mean.
He said that.
Yeah. My rapping has actually gotten better since we had a kid. Yeah. Like, I got a mixtape coming out in a couple months.
This is true.
Lil Wayne's on it.
What?
It was tough, man, but I held it down.
Hell.
I went all in.
Summer
song!
Summer song! Summer song! That was, so, Dexter, for years, you know, that was like the chant here in Albuquerque. There's this amazing song called Summer Song off of Conquering the Fear of Flight. The first album I ever gave a perfect score on our podcast.
Yeah. Oh, dang, dude.
And people would like chant that.
Wow.
But they never played it because it was like a slow jam. You know what I mean? So it was like, well, we were going to play another song that has guitars.
Well, but then we changed it. We Jimmy Eat Worlded it. And then we started playing it.
Mm. Yeah. It was
Jimmy
good,
Eat Worlded.
Well, Jimmy Eat Worlded.
Is that a Jimmy Eat
World? Dude, do you guys remember, like, well, I don't remember what show it was at. Maybe it was a Freedom Fest or something. But between every song, there was that one guy in the crowd that just kept ignoring what I was saying from stage and just saying,
that was Freedom Fest.
He's like an older guy. Like, you know, what's he doing with that song? That's what started.
Summer song.
Dave was like, you know, we wrote this song about the Lord.
Summer song. You know what, guys? Shut up.
You know, I wrote this song in my bedroom and for the Lord. And I was praying, Summer song. And I was just really going like, Summer song.
Oh, man. Dave, really, we miss you, man.
Yeah.
I miss you guys too. I keep saying I'm going to come visit, but it's just so far away.
So far.
It's a little far, man.
I've stopped taking like trips and stuff now that I'm touring again, especially with a kid.
Yeah.
It's like, man, when I get home, I just stay home, man. I'm like, I'm not going to try to invent some other way to like get out of the house because I know. I see Summer's eyes when I talk about, hey, can I like go hang out with some guys tonight? She cuts them at me.
Yeah. She's cutting. She's cutting.
Like, I can hear her saying, as if you don't leave the house enough. You would never say that. I'm just kidding. I'm making that up.
So what we need to do is get audio adrenaline out to Albuquerque so that we can like actually hang out there. That's what needs to happen.
I mean, we played Phoenix last year.
That's like 8 hours. You played Las Cruces. That's where we saw you.
That's where we got to hang out.
Oh, Las Cruces, not bad. Yeah. Sorry.
No,
Las Cruces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had played West Coast, but somehow missed Kirky. How'd that happen?
I don't know, man, because, you know, Star 88's here, and we love you guys.
Star
88. I mean, that's kind of how we became friends to begin with, because you had a really good band. Mm. Speaking of, there was like a meme or something circulating the internet that had a picture of all you guys with a thumbs up. I heard a rumor about Waverly 2017. Mm. What's this rumor right here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it's weird.
haven't even seen the picture myself.
That's interesting.
Am I on there?
Matt actually posted it. So if you guys are still friends,
I replaced everybody's face with mine.
Facebook. Then you should have seen it. I heard a rumor that you're actually going to be doing something or something.
That's awesome.
Me and Coon are going to trade off.
We're going to do something. I mean, next year marks the 10-year anniversary of Conquering Spirit Flight.
Ooh.
Still a record that I'm super proud of. I mean, I don't listen to my own music, but sometimes I go back just to, like, kind of relive some old memories, and I listen to that record, and I'm like, man, we did something cool. So I would love to do something special next year, whether it's play a show or release some new music or something, just to kind of, in memory of that record and what it was for us, you know?
Yeah, man.
Matt, you in, bro?
Hey, I'm already working on stuff. The funny thing is, I posted something about it the other day, and Seth's wife was like, is that still happening? And I text her, and I was like, gosh, you are my internet buzzkill. Yes, it's still happening. Shut up.
We're going to make it happen. Waverly, man, 2017. People need it, especially in Albuquerque. People love Waverly here. So that's because of this station.
If we do a show next year, it would have to be in Albuquerque.
I kind of hear that. I second that.
Y'all just know how to show up for some shows, man.
Y'all do.
In the middle, like towards the end of Waverly, when we were playing shows and nobody was coming out, and then they would text us the next day and be like, let us know when you're coming through Columbus, Ohio. And we're like, we were just there. Albuquerque was the one place we always knew people were going to be there. I'd say we do a show in Albuquerque next year.
I hear that.
The only way that's going to happen, Daverly, is if people donate, because we might not be back next year.
That's true. We're doing Star Week right now for a reason. We are listener supported.
That's right.
Donate. Show some love for your friends. Mateo, Steve-O, and Dex.
Yes.
Do it.
Thanks, Dave.
There you go. Dave, we love you, man.
Then you need to give. Say what?
We love you.
Love you, buddy. We're about done with the show.
We ain't gonna go.
Like forever?
Forever, possibly.
No, just for today. Just for today.
There you go, man.
All right.
You can't say stuff like that right after I just said that. All right, we're done with the show, guys.
All right, we're done forever.
Okay.
Please give. We don't know who they're hiring. Depends on how much money we raise. Oh, man. All right, Dave. Thanks, man. We love you,
buddy.
You, man.
Yeah. Love you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Dave from the band Waverly.
You heard it here first, man. Let's raise some funds. Let's throw a party in 2017. Let's have a Waverly reunion.
That'd be awesome.
We can't do it without support, man. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. I can't tell you how impossible it's been trying to give out information while you're playing that song in the background. I'm not kidding, man. Conquering the Fear of Flight, back in the day, we had like a podcast. Before there was a podcast, and that record was my first perfect score ever, and we ended up bringing Waverly out for a Freedom Fest that year, and that's when I met the guys, and
that's
man,
when
I'm so thankful
changed.
For that. That really, truly, man, everything. So
Waverly,
shout out to Farmington who just donated $55. So
the city of
cool
Farmington.
To see. The entire city. Yeah, actually, his name is Brian. He happens to live in Farmington.
Okay.
And he donated. So thanks, man.
Guys, thank you so much. We're about done with the Morning Invasion for this week. Star Week is pretty much almost over for us in the morning, but it continues all day today and this afternoon. And we could not do this without you. And thank you so much if you supported the station. There's going to be a lot of children being fed because of your donations in Uganda. And, man, if you believe in our mission, you want to jump on board, you want to see change, then give a gift of any donation. Anything you guys can give is beautiful.
Yep.
Sam Swan, you're beautiful.
Oh, thanks. You
can
guys are beautiful,
play
too.
James Blunt in the background as you're saying that?
Yeah.
My eyes are open.
Yeah.
I don't know the words, actually.
My eyes are open.
No, whatever they are.
866-730-4921.
Truly happy.
Was James Blunt Aaron Neville's like younger cousin?
Yes. Have you ever seen James Blunt and Aaron Neville?
No.
I don't want to be.
Don't be.
I don't want to state the obvious.
Don't be. Don't be obvious.
I said cousin.
Nobody listening.
Maybe he just really liked it, and so he emulated his voicing.
Yes. Somebody just chimed in and says they want to party with us, guys. So I'm telling you guys, here's the deal. Let's raise some money for Star 88, where it's the first, our first birthday's coming up for the morning.
We need a birthday party.
Dude, we got to have a party.
I want to have a star mitzvah.
Party.
I want Waverly to play our star mitzvah.
Yes. No.
It's going to be good. We'll also talk to Steven. We're going to get Amberlin back together.
We'll do it.
I'm sure he won't be mad. I just said
$1,000.
That.
We'll
yeah.
do it.
But we need your support.
Yes, Purple Rain will be playing.
Okay, there will not be.
My new band.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain is the name of your new band.
It's my band.
I thought you said it was Nurple Brain. And it was
a cover band.
Well,
we had some issues with that.
So you changed it to Purple Rain?
Yes.
So Prince is dead.
No, there won't be any issues with that.
Oh man,
that's
the
first time I've ever heard that phrase
in the clear.
I'm only supposed to have one of these every few hours. I've already had like three during the last hour.
You'll be fine.
Is that bad?
If you,
is Ricola like a drug?
If you get the shakes,
okay.
We'll call 911.
It's wet.
It's a herb throat drop, guys.
Okay, let's not talk about throat drops.
Lots
let's talk about our Star Week here,
yeah.
okay?
Okay.
All right. Again, the number.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan. What you doing? Well, not only do I like to break a physical sweat at Bear Canyon CrossFit, but I like to break a mental sweat, too.
Oh, wow,
and I'm preparing our podcast, because Bear Canyon CrossFit just sponsored it.
Yeah!
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit.
We're stoked to partner up with them, and we want to tell you guys, maybe you're the seasoned workout veteran, and you've been going to Planet Fitness for 1,000 years,
but you're just
not getting the results you want. I think CrossFit could be for you, and Bear Canyon CrossFit is the best CrossFit gym in the ABQ.
In the universe.
Wow, amazing.
In the universe.
Yeah, and not only that, you get your first class free so you can try it out with no hassle, with nobody trying to get you to sign up for some commitment. Come check it out absolutely free. All you got to do is register at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
They've got tons of pricing options and different classes. They got a HIIT class. They've even got CrossFit kids. So again, go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com for all the info. And thanks for listening to our podcast.